want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Can you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're there.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though. Echo. 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 Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on. Your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Brooke feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is anyone listening?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here, or you'll find out just how serious I really am.
He asked for Sabian.
Is anyone listening?
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Is anyone listening?
Frida.
There's Stanley. Oh, it's good to see you. Look at you. Who's this? Is this little Echo?
Mm-hmm.
He looks just like you did when you were his age.
Frida, this is my wife, Elena. She was raised in America, but don't worry. She's bred from good German stock. Her family's from Bremen.
Oh, how do you do, Frau Hamstengel? I apologize for the mess. I'll have it cleaned by morning.
Frida, don't worry yourself. It's lovely.
Listen!
So find Sabian.
Is anyone listening?
Tell him that Sabian's not here in 20 minutes.
You die.
Is anyone listening?
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
Is anyone listening?
If there's Sabian here,
Percodan is a victim.
I'm in London doing Royal Command performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out.
He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you.
Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash. Fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day. That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan is not even working.
Is anyone listening?
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here, or you'll find out just
how serious
I really am.
Hi. Hi.
Yes,
welcome to our show. Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Hi, 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 hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
So find Sabian.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You're going to have to bear with me. I got a zillion new tapes here. I want to do this.
Is anyone listening?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. Shut up, you bastard.
Is anyone listening?
And you shut up, too.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Is anyone listening?
Rob Spielberg!
Don?
Yeah, Robbie.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, Addy.
Now get me Sabian! And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Perkadan and all the ships at sea. Daytime Emmy Award winners, two times over.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike Powell.
Yeah.
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 Thanks, Addy.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
Monday!
Metallica!
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
Metallica 19-ered.
Is anyone listening?
And here's the phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Canada! Oh, stop it, Rob.
Is anyone listening?
800-636-1067. And D.C., your hotline is always 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. And let me see if I can time this thing out.
Is anyone listening?
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
Someone called for a doctor?
There it is.
There you go.
Now, oh, wow. Man, my fingers are about to fall off. Wow, lots of new stuff.
We have so many new tapes.
There was so much great. There was the Hitler movie last night. There was the Jerry Lewis E! Hollywood Story.
Oh.
And over the weekend, I happened to be watching the great Sam Jackson movie, The Negotiator.
Wonderful movie.
And it was about 10 minutes into the movie that I realized I've seen this movie 100 times, but, oh, my God, The Negotiator, Kevin Spacey.
That is...
Sabian. Yeah.
Is anyone listening?
We get the ratings tomorrow in Philadelphia, monthly rating, and we'll see if you guys have felt our pleas. As you know, right now on our show, there's a big sticker in Tim Sabian's office.
If there's Sabian here.
That says DNR.
Yes. Do not resuscitate.
Do not resuscitate. So we really need a big push in the Arbitron rating.
We do indeed.
And we'll see, because the question right now is...
Is anyone listening?
That is what we're asking, right?
Not only in Philadelphia, around the country, and that'll be answered soon enough with your telephone calls. Oh, brother, what a weekend. I got some weekend stuff to tell you about. Mike's got some weekend stuff to tell you about. I'm sure a lot of you saw The Matrix. I'm sure a lot of you saw The Hitler Show. My kid's here for some reason.
Huh.
No, not for some reason. I know the reason. The reason is, once again, you know, I love my son. He's the greatest. But I told you, he's got like a luck card with him that he carries around all the time. He's graduating high school in a couple of weeks. And to graduate, you have to do a senior project. Well, the senior project that he had planned with some of his buddies was to crew a boat and ride in a sailboat around the Chesapeake Bay for 4 days and chronicle this, video this, and tell all the stuff that you have to do. Well, the problem with this was that he had arthroscopic surgery on his rotator cuff about a week ago, meaning that he couldn't go out on a boat and he couldn't, you know...
Hoist the sail.
Hoist that and do all that, you know, all that stuff. You know, when I was on a boat, I would always say, just tell me to go to the front or the back.
Rather, you wouldn't even say... Bauer Stern.
No, I hated that. I would always just say, just tell me to go to the front or the back, and if you want me to tie a rope or grab a rope, just say, grab that rope.
Aye, aye, sir, off the starboard bow.
Right, that's all the stuff I didn't get. So anyway, he couldn't do this for his senior project.
Ready about heartily.
So last minute, he figured out, wait, hold on, my dad has a job. And my dad works in radio.
Right.
And maybe if I come down for a couple of weeks and, like, intern on the show,
mm-hmm.
I can write a senior project about what it's like to work behind the scenes at a radio show.
Mm.
And on one hand, I was thinking, well, okay, I'm glad to help out. And it's really not his fault because he had the surgery and he couldn't go out on the boat. And I was thinking, now here's the foolish part. I was thinking, maybe he would come to work and see that I actually do a lot of work when I'm at work. What I wanted to see is when I walk around this place, I'm like the Tony Soprano of this place.
Yeah.
But today was not a good indication because he came in and right away I started hearing all these. We have like a gazillion great tapes. And I think what he's finding out is, and I've never said anything to the contrary, but this is a really great job to have.
Yeah.
And that even though there's a lot of hard work involved, it's a lot of fun. I'm very blessed to do something that I love doing. And today wasn't the best day for him to get the impression that when I come to work, it's all buckle down and focus and meetings and strategizing and you know, planning the show. Because for a half hour, I just sit in a room with a bunch of guys listening to tapes, listening to these Jerry Lewis tapes, especially that I'll play for you in a second about Jerry being addicted to Percodan.
Percodan.
And he was just standing in the corner looking at me, and I know what was going through his mind. He's thinking, so this is what you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
You come into work.
You lean your head back and laugh at the tapes you're going to play later on the show.
You laugh at the, but how can you not laugh?
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here. Well, you'll find out just how serious I really am.
That's great. And then you got your Hitler, right?
Is anyone listening?
Oh, God. And then you got from last night with the Hitler show, Hitler's nanny, or not Hitler's nanny, but the girl who...
The guy that supports Hitler, right. Their housekeeper.
Her name is Frida. That's going to get a workout on the show.
It's
I guarantee that's going to get a workout. So we've got all...
What about the Jerry?
All those tapes. Well,
I mean,
are you ready?
He said wanting another tape.
Uh-huh. Are you ready?
Yeah. How many you got?
Four.
Good, you only played one during the opening.
Only played one. And I've not played all the Sabian tapes or all the Hitler tapes yet either.
What I need to tell you about Jerry is this was apparently a sort of a stroke job, but he had a, like, almost like a nylon pullover that was red, white, and blue, not the most slimming thing. He's still as big as a pumpkin with a monogram JL on it.
There it is.
It's very, very Jerry.
JL.
And I know a lot of you had a chance to go see The Matrix, and I'm anxious to hear what you think, if you line up with Mike or line up with myself. But either way, listen to this. This is just freaking incredible. Goddamn ridiculous. $135 million in 4 days.
Everybody went to see it
for The Matrix Reloaded.
And I have to mention, because if I don't, you never know, might not have another chance. But I will mention that as of today, ladies and gentlemen, the Boston Red Sox are tied for first place in the American League East. Thank you.
As I said,
thank you. Now, you know how I play it. I don't expect it to...
Note the date.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. May 19th.
That's why, but I... Look, if I can't enjoy these moments... Right. Then there's a chance I might not have this chance again.
You know, and I don't even follow baseball.
You do when it's my boys.
I don't follow baseball.
You get curious when it's my boys.
But I told Mike, and I didn't even know until I read the paper today that the Red Sox were tied with the Yankees. They got a big...
Yes, they won yesterday and the Yankees lost.
They got a big three-game setup at Fenway. However, I do know...
Absolutely. Casey Fossum on the mound for the Boston.
I do know that they had a guy from the Red Sox on the Saturday game against...
you know, I don't know how it is you catch... Well, you watch SportsCenter. That's why. That's why you catch these things. Where
no, I saw...
You actually saw the game?
On the post-game show. Saturday afternoon, my wife and I came back from the Mullet Convention in Ocean City, which I'll tell you about in a second.
You saw Trot Nixon's little mental error.
And I turned on Fox, and it was the post-game show, and all they were saying is, possibly the biggest error in the last 10 years. And the deal is that a guy for the Angels knocks one long and hard.
It's a fly ball.
The guy from the Red Sox picks up the ball,
catches the ball,
and throws it into the stands.
Mm-hmm.
It's a live ball.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
there was one out.
And the guy that was running the bases seriously looked like Louis Anderson. Like, if the guy from the Red Sox
tagged up,
if the guy from the Red Sox hadn't thrown the ball,
got tagged up going from second to third, Trotnixon catches the ball with one out. Now they're two outs. Casually, being Mr. Superstar that he is, throws the ball into the stands, being Mr. Slicky Boy, I'm a pro baseball player.
Meanwhile, Louis Anderson is able to ramble around all the way for an inside the park home run, right?
No, it was he went from second to home. He tagged up at going to third, and then when Trotnixon threw the ball into the stands.
But he pulled a boner.
Oh, it was a huge boner. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when he came up, They started to boo him a little bit, and then the cheers outdid the boos, which is very unusual for Fenway.
Is anyone listening?
And then he got a base hit his next time at bat. So the fact that he did that made it go away a little bit. But I'm not a fan of Trotnixon's, and that was just one more example of... in fact, my family gets tired of hearing me talk about Trotnixon, because I think he's a mallet head.
Anyway,
like Mike was telling me in the office before the show, just make a note, Rob, I know you love logging on the tapes.
Yes.
Note that it was on May 19th.
That I came in today and I was able to... Because it could be, really, one day that they're even tied for first place.
Yeah.
So I have to take this and run with it. And I always do this, not because I think it's going to last or anything like that, but I do this because I have to brag when I can.
I understand it's the only chance you're going to have, possibly.
Might be, yeah, possibly. You never know.
And for anyone who's filling out their scorecard at home, if the Sox go to the postseason, Don has to take Tom Gavin
to
a titty bar. And if they do not, Mike has to take him to a titty bar.
That is correct.
With a tape recorder.
It's correct.
With a tape recorder.
Right.
And, man, I just hate to see my telephone bill from last night. I was up in Ocean City, Maryland. Rob was back home in Virginia. And let me just say, the interstate telephone lines were burning last night between 9 and 11.
I figured you two would be chatting.
They were just on fire.
Gee, I wonder why.
On fire. Who didn't watch Hitler last night, huh?
How'd the overnights do? Anybody I know how...
I'll check.
Because I'd be curious to know how that... They promoted it quite a bit, and... It was pretty movie quality.
That's going to be the funniest part to me, if Hitler wins his time slot.
God, that sounds bad.
CBS announces Hitler won its time slot, and I had quite a weekend with the...
I don't understand. The guy that played, I didn't know until I saw on the news, the post-mortem on this, is that the guy is Scottish.
Yeah,
you know, when they interviewed him, he's like, you know, okay, get in my belly.
Well, I also said that they didn't have, like, the Hogan's Heroes German accents on these guys.
No, they all seem to have British accents, which is the theater way of just pretending you're international.
Right.
Yeah, and the weekend I had with my wife is one that will go down in the record books. Remember these initials, E-N- S. Empty nest syndrome. She's got it. I don't know when she's going to break out of it. The boy's not even left yet, and she's got it. She's got it bad. She's got the tears, and she's got the stuff where she says, I don't know why I'm crying, and I'm saying... Well, what do you want?
What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit?
Is there anything that I can do? And she's saying, no, dude, there's nothing you can do. And it's nuts.
But you were down in the... Well, it was also a horrible week.
Yeah, and she also suffers from seasonal affect disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us were this weekend. If you live in the Northeast,
everybody now is starting to go bat-ass.
Well, hello,
here.
It's May 19th.
It's ridiculous.
And yesterday it was like 45 degrees.
Right. And raining, and we get one day like this. And, of course, what's the day we get sunshine?
Monday. And they're saying that tomorrow, now they've even backed off on tomorrow. Originally they were saying Monday and Tuesday will be fantastic. fantastic days. Now they're saying
it's going to cloud up tonight.
Yeah. Tomorrow, half the day will be nice.
Right.
Then it will start to rain on Tuesday. And then
by Thursday, it'll be raining so much we're going to get flooding again.
They're saying it's
going
to rain Tuesday night.
End of the weekend.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Through Memorial Day.
Saturday.
Not through Memorial Day.
Well, that's what they're... It's a long range
forecast.
That's
what they're saying,
Mike. Yeah.
Rain and cold all the way through.
That's it. I'm buying a gun.
Well, buy two.
It'll just rust.
They don't have any idea, though.
No, they don't. They can't predict tomorrow.
There's an outside shot. And I'd like to predict it right now. I say the Memorial Day weekend, after the early part of Saturday, is going to be glorious.
But even if it's sunny, it's not going to be warm.
I saw it in the 60s, and that pissed me off.
You know,
Memorial Day weekend's supposed to be like 70s and 80s back here.
Yeah. Mike, it's the unofficial beginning of summer.
Well, there's nothing summer about temperatures in the 60s with lots of cloud cover.
I agree. It's May. It feels like March.
We have had, I mean, really, and I know I speak for the golfers in our listening audience, that this is the worst spring ever. People just can't get out and play on the golf course, and it's nuts. You can't have your outdoor barbecues. Can't do anything fun.
No, you can't. When I was watching QVC, they were saying the way around this is get yourself a George Foreman grill and get some of these nice steaks from Kansas City and have a barbecue inside your kitchen.
All this precipitation is sure throwing a monkey wrench into WUSA's beach week.
You know what I was looking for over the weekend?
What's that?
Because I was so bored and squirrely.
What?
And I couldn't find it. When I went to Big Kmart, I was looking for Set It and Forget It. I was looking for your Pulp Mobile thing. Yeah, that's how effing bored I am.
All you got to do is put in a 14-pound turkey, set it, and forget it.
Here's all I have to say to the weather people, and in particular to God, who I know is the real weatherman.
Is anyone listening?
Isn't it about time God throws us a curveball?
Come on, God.
Anyone listening?
Do you have anything to say, Don, to the people who said we should conserve water during last summer's drought?
You remember,
I told you, when they were saying all this stuff about drought, you can't wash your car and you can't water your lawn. I said I didn't believe it.
You didn't. You stood your ground on that.
And now we have flooding.
We're drowning.
Just a year later, we have flooding.
The water table probably couldn't be higher.
Over the top.
Is anyone listening?
Is anyone listening?
That's all I want to know. Not specifically to this show, but just, is anyone listening in general to everything that's going on?
Do you know the collective bad mood that people are in out on the roads?
Pretty bad.
I mean, I'm seeing more anger on the roads than you do in February.
I don't even know if I should talk about this, but I want to tell you something that I did today.
Uh-oh.
It was nothing bad that I did.
Oh, okay, good.
Actually, it was a good turn, I think, but I was driving back.
Will it bring us joy?
Well, not if you were driving a purple Ford Probe, it won't.
Oh, no.
I was driving back from Ocean City, and I'm on Route 50, and I got no problem with anybody that speeds. God knows, I got a heavy foot myself. We all got places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car that was darting in and out of lanes, left and right, and I don't know what he must have been doing, 100, something like that. I got no problem with that. The only problem I had is when traffic slowed up, and the guy ended up kind of in front of me and was trying to move from lane to lane and couldn't find any lanes to move to. And they opened up the sunroof and started throwing trash out. Now, again, I've thrown trash out of my car, and I basically do it in my neighborhood. But I don't do it on a highway. And
the neighbors love it.
And I don't throw glass bottles out the sunroof of my car.
Wow. Like right up, like... That are going to hit you on the...
That did hit my car.
Oh.
That did hit my car. So I'm panicking because, you know, well, first off, they're colored. And I'm white. And I'm worried about that. And I'm doing this thing where my hand is shaking as I'm writing down their license plate. And I'm thinking, what's the number you call if there's something on the road? It's something, something star.
Star 71.
Well, no.
Star 77.
That's it. And I found out because first I called 711, which wasn't right. Then I tried star 7. Then I tried star 77. And then finally, I know that this is an a-hole thing to do, but Christ, these guys were just tossing, and I don't know if they were soda bottles or if they were, you know, beer bottles, but they were seriously going like 80 miles an hour and just tossing these bottles out the sunroof, and one of them hit my car. So when I got to the Bay Bridge, there was a cop that was pulled over on the side of the road. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, I don't like telling on other people, and God knows that I've had my problems with road rage and stuff, but you see this nice scratch on the hood of my car? Well, this is from these dudes that were throwing bottles out at the sunroof, and the cop said to me, now here's why I'm a total pussy. He says, do you want to press charges? And I said, do I have to? And he said, no, you don't have to. But what I can do is I can take their license plate, and we've got cops all over the place, and if they're speeding or something, we can pull them over.
Right.
And I said, okay, that's a good idea. Yeah. Do that.
I don't want to get involved.
Do that.
I don't want to get involved.
And it was about 10 miles up the road that I saw the car, the Purple Probe, on the side of the road, and it had 7 cop cars around him.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know if if Snoop Dogg was in this car or what was going on, but that's scary as F.
You don't throw a glass bottle at the sunroof, you could kill somebody.
Yeah, and not to mention there's a large scratch on the front of my car.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
And I'm the last person that should be complaining about anybody driving, although I've tried to curb my...
I've driven with you many times. I've never seen you throw a glass bottle at your sunroof.
I have not done that.
Right,
I've been guilty. I've made improper lane changes. I've tailgated. I've honked at people. I've flipped them off.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never done anything like that.
Bad stuff. It's dangerous.
Yeah. It just scared the S out of me. Because
sure.
And I'm lucky I didn't hit another guy, because I saw this bottle coming and it went in a million pieces on the hood of my car, and I did one of those. You know, a little left and a little to the right. And
very dangerous.
I saw all the cars next to me swerving and looking at me like I was a madman.
Right.
And I'm pointing, it's those guys. This is the guy in the floppy hat.
Don't hurt me.
So anyway, I had a little bit of excitement with Joe Law today.
Must have felt kind of satisfied to see the fact that, that there was justice done.
Yeah, and I thought as I drove past him, I thought, should I stop?
Oh, no.
Should I stop and say, I'm the guy? But I guess they pulled them over for something else. Because the cop said, well, unless you want to absolutely press charges, we can't just stop them because you said this happened.
Right? You're a better man than I am.
He said, I see the...
Somebody threw a glass bottle and exploded on the hood of my car, I'd press charges.
He said, I see the mark on your car, and you'd be within your rights to press charges. And I was like, no, I don't... It's not that big. It's just a scratch.
Right.
I'm mainly concerned, officer, with the safety of others.
That's what I'm here for.
And I'm a giant coward. So as I drove by, when I saw really, literally 7 police cars on the side of the road, I thought, oh, there's something going on. And then I saw the purple car, and I got all the way in the left-hand lane and
drove as fast as you could by.
Just thought, I just want to get the F out of there.
Yep.
Just don't want them to know that, it was me. And I think I'm pretty safe that I don't think they're going to be listening to our show today.
You never know.
I just didn't get the feeling.
You never know.
I don't know. But anyway, if they were, hey, dudes, I wouldn't have done that if you hadn't thrown a glass bottle that broke on the hood of my car.
Yeah. I like you explaining it.
I had no problem.
I'm real sorry for doing that.
I had no problems with, going from the right-hand lane to the left-hand lane to the middle lane to the right-hand lane to the left-hand lane to the middle lane to actually straddling the two left-hand lanes, actually driving down the middle of the left lane and the middle lane, trying to decide which lane it would be fastest to pass on. I had no problem with that until... And even when they were just throwing garbage out, even when it was just like McDonald's wrappers,
right?
They didn't have a problem. It wasn't until the glass.
Did you get a look at the bottle?
Till the glass bottle hit my car.
Oh. Did you get a look at the bottle at all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Schlitz malt liquor. I'm not profiling. I swear to God, I'm not profiling. I'm not profiling.
So early in the day, too.
So anyway, well. That was it coming to work. And then, my wife and my son. And the deal with him is that she's got this empty nest syndrome, and I understand it, and she's very hormonal right now, and I said to him, listen, I want you to make sure that you treat mom real nice with kid gloves, even if mom does something and says something to you that rubs you the wrong way.
Be nice. She's having a tough time.
You just take it easy. So he said, okay. He said, but what if she does something that I really think is like, he said, mom's yelling at me for no reason. And of course, I know there's a reason that mom's yelling at him, but I'm the peacemaker
right
here. So I said, listen, here's what I want you to do. Just pretend. Just act like everything's okay. Let it roll off and go ahead. And then she calls me up and she says, well, I don't know what you told him, but he's acting like Eddie Haskell. And I said, what?
She uses that a lot. She uses that with me a lot.
Yeah. I said, what's the problem with that? And she said, he's so over the top, like phony nice. Mom, is there anything I could, you know? And what I want to say to her is, you know, honey, pick your poison.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Pick your poison. That
phony nice is better than not nice at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Unless it's like syrupy and honey.
Because that's what she was saying. She said, he's following your instructions to the letter of the law. Mm-hmm. However, he's doing it in a way.
In a nasty way.
Well, I don't want to use the word nasty, but
The word would be
smart.
Can you say, I don't know if I can say this without being delayed.
Well, what does it start with?
P.
P-I.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That's okay?
Well, no, don't say it.
Okay.
Yeah, we all know the word.
Yeah. It's in, like, it rhymes with hissy.
Yeah, I think
he's
so
doing it in a hissy way.
Well, it's just, I think it's the whole, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's worse.
And I believe the tone, although I didn't hear it, I think the tone was like that, almost talking to her like she's a retarded child.
I understand.
You know, that,
so that doesn't do anything.
Is there anything else I can take to the dry cleaners for you, Mother?
Really enjoy that. Thank you.
You might even have called her Mother a couple of times.
Thank you.
So, you know, I came to work, and I've just been dealing with all this on the telephone, and, you know, I said to him, what are you doing with Mom? He said, well, I'm doing what you told me to do. And I said, okay, but you got to back it off a little bit.
Right.
You know, don't be so over the top. And then last night, you know, I thought that I was going to have the good part about having a beach place is that my family comes down, and then on Sunday, at some point on Sunday, they leave to come back because there's stuff that has to be done. And I get, you know, Sunday night to myself, and I wake up Monday morning, and nobody's dicking around with me, and I set my own schedule. Well, I get a call from my wife, and she says, I'm petrified. I said, what's wrong? She said, there's something in the attic. I said, what are you talking about? She said, there's something making noise in the attic. I said, I'm sure you're hearing things. She said, no, I'm positive there's a rat or there's a squirrel in the attic, and I hear him, and he's scratching, and he wants to come through the wall, and I couldn't sleep last night, and I'm upset, And you know, I'm no good with that. Like, what am I going to go through the big net tonight? But that's what I had to say. I had to say, honey, I will be home immediately after the show, and I will go up to the attic.
You got to hunt tonight?
I'll go up to the attic, and I will find whatever vermin is up there.
Could be a bat.
Could be.
Be careful.
But she was saying that it was more than that.
Mm-hmm. Bigger?
She didn't know. She didn't see it.
Bigger than a squirrel?
She didn't see it. She only heard it.
It's a deer.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a climbing deer.
All I know is that this was supposed to be a time in our lives where the pressure is supposed to be off.
Not quite yet.
And it seems to me that the nozzle's been turned
probably up. Means it's going to be fine when the boy goes to school.
I think so. Oh, and also there's the issue with the water. Remember I told you last week we had the problem with the dirt in the water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shale in the water.
That they came out to the house this morning, and apparently they had to do something, and we can't use water for 24 hours.
Oh, geez. So they probably put chlorine in it.
I don't know what they did, but that set her off, too, because I said, Well, you know, they said 24
maybe
hours.
I shouldn't have, you know, I think back to my marriage, and it's like, maybe I shouldn't have sweated some of these details and paid attention to other stuff, because you've been married, what, 22 years?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you don't know any of these details, and you're talking about stuff that I've had at my house with a well and stuff, and I know all these details. I know exactly what's going on. Maybe I sweated it too much.
I don't know, Dick. All I know is that we're not allowed to use the...
This is Frida.
No, she's not there. Oh, she's not there. Frida's not there. Where's my Frida tapes? Hold on, where's my... Hi, Frida?
Frida! Frida, shut up! Shut up!
That sounds like Dennis Murphy at the beginning. That sounds unbelievably like Dennis Murphy.
So she said, well, the guys are going to be at the house this morning at 7, and they're going to start doing whatever they have to do to the water, and then it'll take about 5 hours, and then you can't use the water for 24 hours. Wow. And I said, well, okay, well, that, you know, no problem. Tomorrow at noon, I'll take a shower.
Did they put a water softener in there or a water treatment system in there?
I don't know. She said that might not be exactly 24 hours.
Yeah.
And see, this is where we get into problems. I said, well, 22, 23, 24 hours. You know, it's not like blood's going to be coming out of the spigot. You know, I mean,
you just might have a little dry skin.
Well,
and if you did it like after 4 hours, you'd be burned.
I don't know. So anyway, nutty weekend. And for those of you that were in Ocean City, Maryland, I love Ocean City. This weekend was Cruiser Weekend, which was the weekend when everybody with a hot rod.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there were a bunch of gay people in there.
No. And Mike, exactly the opposite. Because not only were there all those cars like the 57 Chevys and
I guess, and
all the kids that are there with the Fast and the Furious cars, no mufflers, so all you're hearing all hours of the day and night is just that. And the idiots who were on the side of the road in the pouring rain, where there would be, like, for instance, a 69 Camaro, which I think is a pretty cool car.
Very cool car.
A guy would be parked in a parking lot of a hotel, a motel, and he would have the hood up, and there would be a crowd of gearheads, right, that were looking at this and
admiring it.
Some of them actually with video cameras, and very unsafe. People would sit in the bus lane on Coastal Highway, which is the death strip in Ocean City. It's a gigantic highway, speed limit about 45 miles an hour. People just sit in folding chairs in the bus lane all day in the pouring rain, drinking beer, watching the cars go by.
Wow.
Isn't that a fun activity?
And the other thing that I noticed was virtually everybody that was there had a mullet.
Hey, you gotta love that.
Virtually everybody had a mullet.
Did it bring you back to the day?
No, it was too... Mike, on another weekend, without the bad weather, and without the empty nest, and
you probably could have enjoyed it a little bit.
I probably could have. And then we went to...
Now, you get to, in your place, do you get to look down on all this activity, or...
Yeah, well, we're off the main drag, but we get to see it going by, so it's a pretty good show when you go out on the deck. And then we went to a place, I'll give him a plug, even though I didn't eat for free, Iguana Surf, real great restaurant. Frida and I went there Saturday night, and we watched the Pimlico there. And everybody turned and looked at me when I laughed out loud, because everybody was deathly quiet as they were watching this race, which I guess means a lot to a lot of people. I laughed earlier in the morning, like 8 o'clock. Everybody in Baltimore can relate to this, because they show up at the infield for this race, and it was pouring rain and muddy, and they had the news reporter in front of all these guys who were just absolutely hammered.
It is a legendary puke-a-thon at Pimlico.
Hammered at 8 o'clock in the morning.
One time I was there, and what they do is they let you into the infield in hunks, and you actually go under the field in a tunnel. And Carrie and I will never forget two guys that puked at the same time. And actually, the puddles joined in the tunnel.
There you go.
That's when we decided to leave. But that's the mood at the end.
Hi-ho, Pimlico.
So we were in this place, and I was, you know, I was mocking those people in the infield, and I was mocking the cruisers with the mullets. And you know me, I got a loud voice, and not generally being looked upon favorably by the local clientele. And then it gets deathly silent when it's time for the race.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse that won the Kentucky Derby wins the Pimlico, like, by 9 lengths.
Funny side.
And a funny side. And the announcer says, this is a quote, and I mean, we got tape on everything else. I wish we had tape on this. There you go. That's Funny Side winning by 9.5. Of course, as you know, this horse is famous
for coming from behind.
And I laughed. I mean, I laughed out loud.
Kind of a standard racing term that you you turned into something nasty.
And then when I felt every eye in this cafe on me, I looked at them as and I said,
coming from behind.
That's what
it's funny.
I had my hands up like, behind. And nobody was.
Nothing.
I'm looking at their.
Of course, isn't that the way horses do it anyway?
I'm just saying.
Is anyone listening?
Come on, coming from behind.
Come on, it's a joke. What? Jesus Christ.
Anyway, nutty weekend. Well, we got a break already. And look at all the calls we have.
Cows.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
Let me see. Weather. I'll just tell you some of the things that are on the screen.
Okay.
Weather floods. I am listening in Philly. Saw Matrix. What about lit cigarettes? You can press charges. Ideas on what might be in your attic. Will Mike play golf with us? I loved Hitler.
Wow.
Those are some of the calls.
How eclectic.
Some of the calls that we have standing by.
Standing by, America.
Let's, you know what, let's just break, because I've taken up all this time here just talking about my fabulous weekend. And I know, Mike, you have some weekend stuff to get to.
Well, it involves all sorts of things. Frisbee, candy, and a United States congressman.
And we have all of these telephone calls. And, Charlie, how's it going with my son back there today? Because Charlie's his supervisor for the senior project.
It's going great.
Don't go easy on him just because he's the boss's son.
Righto.
I agree, which is why I told Charlie that in private before the show today.
He did.
I said, you know, don't let him slide.
Right.
So what's he doing right now?
He's doing some research on the computer for some guests coming up later.
Oh, good. Good. And above all, keep them away from the telephones.
I will.
Now everybody knows, too, so all the more reason to keep them away from the phone.
Yeah, no, that was my ultimate nightmare.
Thank you for your invitation I received. I finally got to the post office and got your lovely invitation to the wedding. I'm sorry I won't be attending.
Is he back there in the producer's room?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Call back there. Also, I'm worried he's spending a lot of time with Joe.
No good can come out.
Hey, hola.
Hi.
Hey, now you got to come up with some catchy phrase to answer the phone. Like Joe says, stinky poon. And Lisa says, well, he's 18, I can say it. Now, Lisa says,
whipped?
Yeah, that's what she says. And Charlie says, ho de do. So what would you like for the...
Which is a modification of his original, which I liked, which was, I'm eating.
What would you like your catchphrase to be if I call back there to the producer's room and you happen to answer the phone?
I have to?
Well, no, if you happen to answer the phone.
No, but do I have to think of one? Or?
That's it.
Yeah, no, you have.
No, you've just given it to us. You answer the phone by saying, do I have to?
Or how about this, Barty? Here's a good one. And you don't have to yell like this, but just...
Is anyone listening?
That wouldn't be bad. Is anyone listening?
Okay.
All right, I'll call back and let's give it a try.
Okay.
We'll test it.
Here we go.
See what happens.
Is anyone listening?
There you go.
There it is.
Outstanding.
It works.
So, thus far, are you impressed with my day at work?
Very much so.
Are you impressed with because I know you think that, and it is fun, but I know that you think I just pretty much come in here and you know, just J.O. all day. You know, I don't mean that literally.
Of course not.
But,
and he is 18, and that was the year that was promised.
Oh, the year he'd be taking over for you?
I mean, I'm thinking if it makes enough of an impression. Well, have you sent the tuition in yet?
Yeah, I think he's... And Bart, you're past that, right? Wanted to take Uncle Mike's place on the show?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
All right.
He's past that.
But did you said you were going to.
Mike, did you lose your breath when you saw him here today?
No.
He is huge.
Okay, yeah, I went around. Just like you do.
If you haven't seen him for a while, he's gigantic. I mean, he's like,
he's big.
How tall are you now, son? You was 6'2"?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, huge. Just big, big, huge, giant, strong. Strong and lazy.
It's kind of scary, isn't it, to have that boy of yours, you know, the one you've been disciplining since he was a toddler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to say it, but...
What, that he could kick my ass? Yeah. Well, he could. All right, bud.
Okay.
Be good. Do what Charlie says. And
are you having fun, Bart?
Oh, yes.
Stay away from Joe.
Okay.
All right, bud.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So this is going to be a weird, awkward dynamic for me for the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
A couple of weeks? Yeah, it's all this week and all of next week.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah, for a senior project. So, well, gee, thank you for this time. I just want to say that I know a lot of you guys listening and a lot of guys in the room, myself included. I used to go see a psychologist. I don't go anymore.
No need.
Because now I can just have, if I need it, I can have my 30 minutes on Monday.
That's a good thing.
It works. And I'm done. And thanks, I guess I'll split the $75 between all of you.
That's good.
And we'll break, and we've still got the Jerry tapes to listen to.
Good.
You're going to love the tapes of Jerry talking about his addiction to Percodan.
Percodan.
You're going to love it.
I love it already.
Especially the one when he talks about bleeding.
Very good.
So those tapes and your calls and Mike's weekend. And we got a full show today.
Yes.
A full show today. Stay right there. We will be right back.
Howard's.
Oop, hold on. What was that?
I moved it because you said you
moved it. Oh, you moved it. Okay, well, please, Robbie.
Is anyone listening?
Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening. Okay, now I'll do it. Here you go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
I got it.
You know, you got it, Rob?
Thanks. Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like the damn dike opened up. What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer. They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes. I was bleeding to death.
Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show. Do I have to change my name? Will it get me far? Should I lose some weight? Am I gonna be a star?
Learn to listen. Listen to learn. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, we're back. You got those Jerry tapes. Let's fly through a couple of these phone calls.
Very good.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was listening to you talk about that bottle thrown at you.
Yeah.
Man, I was on my way to my grandfather's funeral out in Kansas one time, and I was driving through Lexington, Kentucky about dusk, and someone tossed a big 40-ounce bottle off an overpass. Talk about wanting to, you know, mess your drawers up. When that thing smashed, it hit my windshield so hard, it just shattered the whole thing in front of me.
It shattered the windshield?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
then
I didn't know what happened until I got about a half mile down the road. I pulled over and realized that someone threw a beer bottle off the overpass.
Wow.
Yeah, the cop told me I was lucky that it didn't hit the windshield.
Right.
But anyway, you know, I got my pound of flesh when I drove by and saw the
seven
cop cars. I always
tell the story about the trucker, too. You know, me, the trucker's friend, getting into it when I had a convertible one time with a trucker who was driving badly. And I kind of was, mouthing some words to him, and he was mouthing words back to me. He finally got in front of me, and I could see the left side. And I see his door on the driver's side open up slightly. And the next thing I saw was a metal pipe about 15 inches long going end over end, and it cleared the top of my car and kicked off to the side of the road by about 3 inches.
Mm. Well, Mike, that pipe would have been able to have been thrown at you if a trucker had not brought that pipe
yes.
on a truck.
That's it. It probably got there by a truck or whatever they say.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Donaldo E. Miguel. Oh, come on now. It's not this stuff. Is anybody listening today?
Is anyone listening?
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling to talk about The Matrix Reloaded.
Yes, sir. Did you like
and,
it? Did you like
and
it?
I imparted the legacy.
Ah, the legacy. Oh, there you go. From Philadelphia.
Sabian.
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 That'll piss him off.
Sabian. Sabian.
Sabian.
Sabian.
Sabian.
Sabian.
Sabian.
Sabian.
Sabian.
We got a little pool back in the office area. Even if the ratings are bad tomorrow, the monthly ratings, if they're bad or if they're good, currently it's running 19-1 that Tim won't call.
I say he'll call.
I say he will not. I took one of the squares that said he won't call.
I think he's going to call.
I don't think so. It's going to be an awkward call, man.
We'll see what happens.
Anyway, yes, so you saw The Matrix, and simple, did you like it or not?
I side with you, Don. I think it was good entertainment, but it was not as good as the original.
But I guess I don't want to take sides here, but did you like it or not?
It was good.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
I knew you would.
Thank you.
All right.
Why? He didn't sound like a dumb guy.
No, based on the fact that it took him 8 minutes to realize that he was on the air.
Okay, all right, you got me.
You got me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Just want to let you know, The Matrix was terrible.
There you go.
Terrible movie. There's waste, quick, of eight, waste of 850.
See how quick that guy was? He knew he was on the air. He jumps to his point right away. He's got his thoughts organized. He knows what he's talking about.
There you go.
I've been saying, hey, Don and Mike, every time you say you're on the air. I get confused.
I guess that's why I made $138 million this weekend.
Well, everybody went to see it, but I mean, this guy obviously regrets making that terrible decision.
I fell asleep. I didn't even get any action from the woman.
I fell asleep also.
I think that's more a sign about you guys than about the movie.
No, it's the movie.
Yeah, actually, that's what I want to talk to you about, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I'm having trouble with the woman. Here's the problem. I'm in school and I'm really busy lately, and I've been treating her like BM, and I was wondering if you guys had any advice or could help me out. See, I'm broke. I can't get her anything nice. I can't do anything for her as far as that goes. And she's getting a little short tempered with me.
Rob gave you a very Rob, just keep it up.
Keep it up. You're doing fine.
Rob, of course, you're referring to treating her like BM.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Rob.
Hello there. Hello?
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 Yes.
Is anyone listening?
I had a poster that said, if you love something, treat it like BM. If it goes away, it was never yours to begin with.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, why do you like it so much?
Why?
No, Mike, I don't think he's a Matrix guy.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Listen to me.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we're listening.
Am I on the radio finally?
Yes, you are.
Well, heavens to Betsy. I won't use that insidious phrase that everybody uses. It kind of tastes with canned laughter as far as I'm concerned. If you know the phrase that I mean.
No. How old are you, my friend?
Thank you.
I'm a nonagenarian.
You're 90?
That's right.
Wow.
As of 20th of October last.
Are you kidding me? What, did you...
I wouldn't sit in this chair listening to all that sunroof and all that interesting stuff for 1 hour if I wasn't serious.
90 years old.
Thank you.
Well, this may be the record holder for, like, just a regular caller.
Yeah. So what happened? Did Dr. Laura change her time slot or something?
Well, I tell you what. I'll give you the story of my life. At the age of 5, I was left an orphan. And not knowing I took it to an orphan asylum.
Give him some background music. He's 90 years old.
I don't want to
hear
this.
He's giving us his life story.
I don't want to hear this. I just want to know why a 90-year-old guy's listening to our show.
But there might be something good in his 90 years.
Because I've got testacular fortitude. Does that sound what you think for you?
Testacular fortitude.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. Yeah, we left you. When we last left this story, you were 5 years old and an orphan.
Oh, my.
I was left. An orphan.
You were left an orphan. You lost your parents when you were 5.
No. Let's start all over again. Uh-huh. At the age of 5, I was left an orphan. And not knowing what to do with it, I took it to an orphanage.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, after all, that sunroof story, I it's a hard act to follow.
That's his joke.
Now, you mentioned EMF.
Pardon?
Did you have that initial E or your wife or something? EMF?
N is in Nancy.
Oh, you know, empty nest syndrome. And Mike, I've just recognized the voice. Let's welcome back. He worked here for 10 years. G. Gordon Liddy on the telephone.
Ah, wonderful.
Hey, G, what's up?
Dr. Liddy.
What's up, Dr.? Dr. Liddy. Mr. Liddy?
Hello.
Yes,
I was worried.
Hello.
Scared there for a moment.
Yes, so ENS. It's EN as in Nancy. ENS.
No, M as in Mike. EMF.
Yes.
Means electronic and magnetic fields. Everybody's worried about living under a power line. Everybody's worried about
You know what I'm going to do?
Microwaves and worried about radios and now they're worried about cell phones.
Right.
Will do to their here will attune to their whatever
brain. Right.
You know what? That's the EMF.
Uh-huh.
You are electric and magnetic field.
Yes.
You are the dynamite caller of the day. May I ask your first name, sir?
SB.
SB. What is your first?
SB.
S-E-S-S,
like in Racket Fowl's R.
What?
Between R, S, between R and T.
What the hell is your first name?
S. Stands for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Red Bluff. Two words.
Red Bluff.
Red Bluff.
Is that California?
Exactly.
Ah. Listen,
how's your health, sir?
Never felt better and had less.
Congratulations,
I'm 5 foot 17 inches. I weigh 180 pounds. I got a boy in Australia that's 5 foot 17 inches. Went down there to teach him how to play basketball. If he stayed 2 years, they'd pay his way home. That was in 1975. He's still there.
How about that?
Sir, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you had a solid bowel movement?
About when I get up every morning.
Every morning, your regular is right.
When I lived in Virginia, in Covington, Virginia, we had a two-hole.
A two-hole like an outhouse.
We used to be at Devil. We had Sears and Roebuck catalogs. We had corn cobs.
That's what you wiped with, right? Corn cobs.
Yes, indeed. That corn cob is the best. It not only tickles, it also does the job.
I love this. Sir, I have a prize for you. You're the dynamite caller of the day.
Now, wait a minute. All right, you haven't heard anything yet. I want to tell you about my first sexual experience.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm 90 years old.
You go.
We want to hear it.
Go, sir.
And my first sexual experience... Well, I was alone at the time.
Oh, that's an old joke.
All right, listen, Sasquatch.
Well, it's an old joke. I'm an old...
You're allowed.
Well,
people think I'm a dirty old man.
We're going to give you a prize. Listen
up. I'm a sexy senior citizen.
We're going to give you a prize. Listen up.
Are you ready?
I was always ready, but I couldn't find any woman to take care of me.
Mm-hmm. We are going to send you a shovel.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Give a real prize.
As long as it's got a rope handle, I'll take it.
A rope handle?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I don't get it.
Why do you want a rope handle on a shovel?
Well, you answer me that. Why do you want to send me a shovel?
So you can dig your own grave.
Oh, no.
No. I'm going to be cremated and thrown into the creek where my wife and stepson are.
There you go. All right, good for you. Now.
Then maybe I'll send you an urn.
I've earned everything I've heard from you guys. I've earned it by sitting here for 1 hour to listen to you. And you know what you guys are?
Don't we have any chicken?
You guys are all a whole bunch of a-holes, and I told that's a bad word to use. Right? So you're all guys from the place where the sun don't shine.
Oh, you give it to us. Don't we have any chicken we could give him?
Well, hold on a second. If you think we're from hell and we're a-holes, why are you listening?
Because I was probably one of the first ones to think up this word of tishrub. You know what tishrub is?
Tishrub?
That's what you guys earn your money on. You emanate, you dissipate, you broadcast tishrub all over the airwaves.
I don't know. Is this guy a fan of the show?
So what's tishrub spelt backwards?
Oh, okay.
You got it?
B-S.
Oh, B-U-L-L.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. Now, what would you like for a prize?
Well, I don't know. You might start at the top, and since I'm 5'16", everybody always called me ladder ass or slim. I'm fat, but I'm so skinny I have to stand twice in the same spot to cast a shadow.
About a nice wooden box.
Well, I wouldn't box because my daddy always told me, never argue. Nothing is settled by controversy. You only argue to prove who's right. So when I get in an argument with somebody, I just back off. And that's why I got to be 90 years old.
Is that your secret to living to a nice ripe old age? No arguing? I mean, you know, that would follow that you and I are going to...
Well, I'm a retired pharmacologist.
So what did you think of The Matrix Reloaded?
Well, I haven't been to a flicker for so many years.
A flicker?
What
yeah,
about
that's the way you call it. And then that CQ'd into talkies.
There you go.
What about talkies CQ'd into what you have movies.
What about the Hitler TV show? Did you watch that?
I don't watch nothing on TV since the Kings got covered by the Mavericks.
Oh,
I can't stand looking at anything anymore.
Mm. So he's a big basketball fan. That's good.
I am the biggest basketball fan in this all of Tehama.
That's important too. That's important. Keeps you young watching that game.
Right. So, well, what would you like, old timer? Some gold bond Medicaid?
All I want is to let you guys know that S.P. Bigfoot leaves his footprints wherever he goes. You've probably heard of me. I'm like communism. I'm all over. And since communism is all over, and I'm almost all over, I think this conversation is all over, so...
He's the boss.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, sir.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There he goes, man.
Wow.
S.P. Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be his real name?
Couldn't be.
There's your demographics on the Don and Mike Show. I know we say it all the time, from the womb to the tomb.
Is that a record?
That could be the oldest we...
I think so.
I mean, the oldest, just pick up the phone. There he is. You know, I thought he sounded like Colonel Sanders.
Get up. Registered pomologist.
Most folks.
Pretty damn good for 90.
Yeah.
If he really is 90. Do you think he's really 90?
I do.
I believe him on that, sure.
Yeah, he sounded like he might have been 90.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Last night I had a vision.
Yeah.
I saw a man with a big head lying on his couch in his lederhosen, eating schnitzel and sauerkraut. He's watching Hitler on the television, playing softly in the background. Eva Braun sings Wind Beneath My Wings.
All right, get out of here.
He was pretty much alone. I found the ratings, by the way.
Oh, Hitler? Hold on, Buzz. Let's take a call, then we'll find out how Hitler did.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Chris, the DJ from Rochester.
Yes, Chris. Didn't you call last week?
Yeah,
what?
Oh, I wanted to ask you a question.
What was that for?
I thought you hung up on me.
No, that was the other line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to apologize for last week hanging up.
Okay, thank you. How did Hitler do in the ratings, Buzz?
Fourth out of four networks. CBS's Hitler came in with a 3.7. It was beaten next by Law and Order with a 4.4. Malcolm in the Middle special, 4.7. And number one in the 9 to 9:30 time slot, The Bachelor special with a 5.6. People love the reality shows.
Do you believe that, Rob? The Bachelor beat Hitler.
Maybe this time.
Same thing at 9:30, by the way. Hitler came in fourth out of four.
Well, wait till the second half. That's when it gets bad.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll...
Do they keep bringing Hitler up? Hitler should have been bombed.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Don and Mike.
Yeah,
I'm
hi.
Jory.
Hi, Jory.
How are you?
We're doing very well, thank you.
That's good.
What can we do for you?
I was watching The Matrix Reloaded, and I actually... It was Thursday night, and I fell asleep. It sucked. The movie sucked.
Thank you. There's another one on your side,
a
Mike.
Person.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, boys. Mike, I got to tell you, man, I went to see that movie, and it could not suck enough.
I believe we're seeing a trend now.
Mm-hmm. I took a 13 and a 14-year-old, and we all fell asleep.
Well, I guess what that is really a modern-day intelligence test.
Ah, here we go.
Rather than
that way,
there's
no need to go that route yet. Your back is not completely to the wall on this. In fact, there would probably be a 50-50 split.
Where are my people?
Yeah.
Where are my
people? They were there on the ones on Friday.
They're trying to get their
were
money
the real,
back.
Like, the super
nerds. Yeah.
Hello. This is the average movie-going public.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I was calling about The Matrix.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Well, this is And that Memorial Day.
Let me guess, you hated The Matrix.
I never bothered that crap.
Oh.
Memorial Day, to cut the TV cameras out there on Route 50, they make the traffic jams.
All right, here's another guy who might win the Don and Mike Shovel of the Day.
Hey, I will tell you right now, and I that's my verbal crutch, people are going squirrely with
Hello.
This weather.
Yeah. Don and Mike.
Yeah, on that Hitler movie last night?
Yeah.
Do you guys know that Hitler was the same guy in The Full Monty?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he's famous for, that actor, Robert Carlyle.
And that'll come in handy with that, in the second part of Hitler with that big Hitler nude scene.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I called to comment about The Matrix.
Yes, sir.
Hated it.
Okay.
Plain as.
What can I say?
I'm taking the calls. No comment.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
I got a comment on the Matrix movie.
Yes.
That movie F my D.
Wow. My God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy from the west.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, I saw The Matrix, and there's two things were bad, one thing was good.
Well, look, hold on. No. Just, this is not Siskel and Ebert or whatever. did you
okay,
like
it? The one thing I liked was Anthony Zerbe.
I don't know who
he's
that is.
He's going to tell you anyway.
Did you like it or not?
I liked it, but there was too much.
All right, that's one for me.
Yeah, you got to take that one. Yeah.
Cut him off there. Right there. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I got to tell you, I'm gay for The Matrix.
There you go.
Loved
Thank
it.
You. Thank you, Mike. I mean, whatever your name is.
Was it
Wayne?
Mike?
No, his name was Wayne, I think.
Dwayne.
No, just Wayne, Mike.
Dwayne.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I saw it on Friday night. And I hated it, and Buzz is the only good one on that show.
I'll stop with that.
Now, I'm sorry that cancels me out from my side because I can't accept that.
Divide and conquer won't work.
And also, the Buzz is the only good one on that show. Rob. It's this show. Why? What did Rob write?
The Gatrix.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hey, guys. I saw The Matrix over the weekend. It was great.
There you go. Right. Thank you.
There's only the unintelligent don't like it.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Mike, come on now.
Only the unintelligent will like it.
Hello.
Hey, mysticism. It's a little early for that, isn't it?
The gay trust.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I like the mysticism. You're on the air. Hello.
Yep, it's Joe from Seattle.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, Don. Hey, Matrix ruled.
Thank you. Hey, Mike, stop it. These are my people who agree with me. It was a good movie.
Oh, and all the other guys we've had are potential Nobel Prize winners.
They're genii.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I like the Hitler movie, and you will like it, too.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the movie.
Thank you.
The chicks in the place where they're hiding are hot.
Thank you. Now, see, this guy not
chicks
an idiot.
In the place they're hiding?
Hiding.
What's he talking about?
The girls, you know the girl the piano kissed? Is that who you're talking about?
No, all the chicks like the big dance scene, you know, where they having their party.
Oh, remember that scene where they
yeah.
go like, to the... To
they're all underground. That place got a lot of
hot chicks. Oh, where they do that slow camera
gotcha.
Shot. Right. I might have fallen asleep during that
part. But my side's catching up now. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, this is Tom, man. I just want to talk about The Matrix. I hated it.
All right, thank you.
It was horrible.
You kind of sound stupid, though, Mike.
No, you sounded brilliant.
Hello, Don, Mike. Hello?
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say that the only intelligence test for this movie is to see if you're smart enough not to spend your money on it. It sucked.
Yeah, once again, the tables have, the balance of justice is turning again.
Hello, Don and Mike. I don't know why I'm taking it so personally. I got no stake in this movie.
Well, what we'll say will be the drop-off. That'll like next weekend. What it does will be the tail of the tape.
Hello, last call, really, because we got to break. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike,
yeah.
This is Stedman Graham.
Stedman Graham, how did you like The Matrix?
I haven't seen The Matrix yet.
You what?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, that sounds like it might be the guy from Sacramento, they call
Darnell Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, once again, I just have to quote Hitler.
Is anyone listening?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Percodan is addictive. I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay, he tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash. I said, fine. He brought me 10, I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day. That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan is not even working.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Two petty bourgeois bastards, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. All I see on the screen now are Matrix calls. And
I mean, while it's an interesting social experiment,
And
it's really rather split.
Yeah.
Kind of right down the middle.
Yeah.
Let's take two more calls on the Matrix, because they don't say if they're pro or con.
All right.
And then I want to hear about your weekend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Did you like it or not?
Hi, Mike.
Hello there. Hold on now. Should we disqualify this guy for doing like a fake retard voice?
I passed the test, Don and Mike.
Sorry, you gotta be serious.
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is serious business.
Serious experiment. Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Did you like it or not?
Is this the Don and Mike Show?
No, you're disqualified too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Did you like it or not?
Yes, I loved it.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike, did you like it or not?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was a definite improvement over the first one.
All right. So it is close.
Very close, right down the middle.
Very close. Let me see. I'm out a weekend because I told you about everything with my
you did
with my nutty wife and with the mullets and my kid and whatever it is in our attic, which I'll report on tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to attack it?
I'm going to climb in the attic tonight and see what the hell it is.
Be careful.
Now
you might just have some toys up there.
Maybe a big train. Kept rolling
all night long,
or maybe I left my big 10-inch up there. I don't know. Either way,
don't take an elevator up there because your wife will want to hop on it and make love.
I'll bring Jamie with me. She got a gun. And as I'm going up the steps, I'm sure Frida's going to say, no, walk this way.
Yeah, and then if your son comes home early and you slip into that dress you wear around the house, he'll say, hey, dude, it's like a lady.
And when I finally catch the varmint, dream on. That's never going to happen.
I like that.
Okay, so we covered the Aerosmith.
I feel all warm inside, and that is a sweet emotion.
Listen, you know, you're going to have me crying.
He won't let me go last.
Look at this.
Because you're crazy.
You're both amazing.
I think I might be out. I'm not a man. Hey, listen. I can only play this. I can only play this game with a couple of bands.
You know what? This makes me hungry. This game, man, I could eat the rich.
There. Now we're getting deep. Now we're getting recent.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I'm a big Aerosmith fan.
Eat the rich.
So anyway, your weekend. Now listen to this. Listen to what this man did this weekend.
Oh, I had a famous weekend. I was famous, Mike, for a weekend.
Wow.
I was honored. I was honored to participate in the annual Noakesville Day festivities. As a matter of fact, it required me getting up very, very early on a Saturday morning after a very, very late night with the band on Friday. And I was, how shall we say, a little festive on Friday night. And so there were some cobwebs. There were some cobwebs on a Saturday morning. But that's the part of the weekend I was really looking forward to, because I picked up my daughters and we were off to the Noakesville Day parade. And I want to thank this guy, Jim, from this company, Bassett Homes. They were nice enough to invite me and my daughters out there. And, of course, because it's Bassett, they use the Bassett Hound as their logo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Clever! And my daughters were up there with a couple of the people from the company, and they gave them the little makeup to make them little Basset Hounds, and they got to do what they wanted to do, which was throw candy out to the parade route. And because of the weather, it was I was told it was not the same kind of turnout. And you know how I feel about something like that. You know, I always manage to take that personally a little bit. You know, I really, like you, Buzz, I tend to go naturally. You know, last year, 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. But there was a good crowd along the parade route. But because it was you know, because it was 50 degrees, you know, that's not parade weather. That's not what people come out, I guess, in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they come out.
Yeah, but they it's also big, gigantic, floating Spider-Man.
Yeah, and they have, and the people, it's Thanksgiving. And
you were, where were you, Noakesville?
Noakesville, Virginia. I said Noakesville, Maryland. I misspoke. Noakesville, Virginia. And what I noticed also, I rode up in the cab of the truck, and we also got, I didn't realize I was going to have the thrill of being able to throw candy out, because really there's nothing quite so much fun as chucking candy at people's heads when you're driving. Not a disciplined parade route, though. And we had Frisbees and candy, and throwing a Frisbee with the side view mirror out of this industrial truck that I was in, the very first one, I see this little toddler, and I said, I'll throw the toddler a Frisbee, and I want to throw it delicately, and I want, and the truck's moving slightly, and I want to make sure that I throw it correctly, and I threw it, and the toddler reached for it, and because it's a Frisbee, it immediately changed direction and went under the right wheel of the truck, and the toddler, you know, started to scamper out. The mother grabbed the toddler, but it was an undisciplined parade route. People running up and grabbing and stuff like that. But it was
Noakesville, Virginia.
It was fantastic.
But look at this. He was the judge. This is. I know you're happy about this,
mm-hmm.
but I think this is a low in your career,
mm-hmm.
a show business low.
You do.
Not that we're even in show business yet.
Yes. Yes.
But.
Well, part of the deal to get my daughters to be able to throw candy out in the parade was that I would stick around after the parade was over and judge the Noakesville Day Idol competition.
Which is
the local talent show.
Uh-huh. It's like American
which
Idol.
Which is really the local karaoke contest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the local karaoke contest, which was supposed to have 10 people in it, which had more than 10, and they all went the whole song.
Wow.
Well, you want to talk about a long afternoon, that's a long afternoon.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, if they limited everybody...
No, it's the Idol.
If they limited everybody to 60 seconds,
uh-huh.
it would have been okay. But the nice thing about it is that I met this Congressman Tom Davis from their district in Noakesville, and he was a very, very nice guy. And it made it more pleasant because he was there, and I think everybody was being very polite, but it was a long time. I gave the first two contestants a 9. Because they were both little girls that got up, and they were cute, and they were singing, and the karaoke machine didn't seem to be working for the girl that sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Which, is that the official talent show song
yes,
now?
For kids, yeah,
Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
You know, somewhere JonBenet Ramsey's looking at all this and shaking her head ruefully.
I know.
Saying, look what American Idol has done.
Yeah. Now everybody's going to participate, and I think that I gave the kids, but the first two kids a 9, and then... You know, the congressman was giving me a hard time because he said, hey, you know, you're making it difficult on all of us. You're going to give everybody a 9. And so the next kid that got up there was this, I guess he's a local teen idol or something, because I really had the crowd turn on me. They were all with me because I was giving the highest grade. And I said, this is a simple formula, but you know how you and I are. You can't leave well enough alone, and you can't be, you know, it's not our show. It doesn't project the image of our show to just be Mr. Nice Guy.
Right.
And I said, well, I gotta bring the playing field back into play here.
You were telling me this before the show. I got the feeling that for the very first part with all these kids and everything, you were like the Paula Abdul
yes,
of the
most
of the
definitely.
Noakesville, Virginia Idol contest.
But I turned into Simon immediately, and it was not well received. This kid got up and sang New York, New York. Now look.
How old
now
was
look,
he?
Now look, the kid
yeah.
that got up and sang New York, New York yeah. was a high school kid, it looked like.
So he's fair game.
Looked to be a high school kid.
Yeah.
Right? And so I immediately, you know, I love Frank. I love sure. the Frank, and I know a lot of people sing that song. And it was not the best performance I'd ever seen. And
Did it suck?
It didn't suck, but it was just, I was feeling because he had all the screaming girls that, you know, he probably gets all the glory and all the attention he needs anyway. And so what I did was I said, I'll live in the playing
all
field
the
right now. And, I don't know. It was a weird dynamic. I don't know if they were relatives or what. But, I mean, in any event, there was a pack of these screaming girls.
Noakesville, maybe he does get the booty.
There was a pack of screaming girls.
With his relatives.
Right off to the left of the judging table that was in this parking lot. and he sang it, and I probably was too harsh. In fact, in retrospect, I know I was too harsh, but I was really being, you know, the congressman was saying, you know, you're an easy mark here, what are you doing, you're making it tough for us, and I felt the pressure, and I gave him a two.
Ooh, good for you.
And when I gave him this two, all of a sudden, this pack of teenage girls turned towards me, and you know how people, and I remembered one rule, and I said this to Congressman Tom Davis, I remember that one rule that you and I have, never judge anything.
That night that we
because
do.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
No matter what, you are screwed.
13 years ago, and Mike and I still remember it, we judged a Halloween contest in Georgetown.
I told the story about I told the congressman, I said we were chased down the streets of Georgetown by a McDonald's French fry box.
The guy that had a giant, who was dressed like a French fry.
Going, F you!
So pissed.
Heppers.
That he lost. And you know this whole phenomenon that you judged at this parade?
Right.
This is what American Idol has done to us now, mm-hmm. is that everybody, no matter how big or how small the city or the event,
mm-hmm.
everybody's going to do this. I was watching the live morning show is on Fox this
right.
morning, and they had people down at a bar lining up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
For a contest?
For the Fox 5 Idol. One of the judges, incidentally, was Goldie from Oldies 100.
Did they show Goldie?
Yeah, who did not look good.
I'm sure Goldie looks really good at that hour of the morning.
At 8 in the morning. And they show these people singing. And you know what the
prize? Aren't they great?
You know what the prize was?
What?
The prize was a pair of tickets to see all of the American Idol contestants.
The live show?
When they whore them out in concert.
Oh, my God.
When they're doing arena tour this summer.
Aren't there two Simons that run that show? Like, there's the Simon producer and the Simon judge. Aren't they both? They're different guys, right?
Because yes, they used to have their own TV show.
Somebody's getting Simon. Somebody's getting rich. I mean, because you see, you walk through the mall now, and I saw the ad for the Justin and Kelly movie that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And then they go on tour, and, you know, not to mention, was it three nights on Fox this week that they're doing this? So, I think it's everybody's doing it right now.
So you were the judge. At I don't want to say rinky-dink, but a local...
It was, you know what? It was small-town America. It was Mayberry at its finest, and one of the girls who was watching my girls on the back of the truck signed up to sing Hound Dog, you know, that same dog theme, and my daughters got to dance in back of her when she was singing, and she wasn't the best singer in the world, but I gave my daughters, because they were on stage and not singing, a 9, the rest of the judges brought it down to earth. I was thinking, what if she really sang well and she got a bunch of high grades? Then if I'd given them a 9, then I would have been accused of nepotism and it would have been horrible. But fortunately, everything worked out. I didn't stick around to find out who the big winner was.
Hey, good for you.
I was getting out of Dodge, and the congressman had to be in Annandale, Virginia. And he was really a nice guy, you know, a very conservative Republican. And
you got along with him anyway?
I got along with him. I told him right up front, too. I said, you know, not my politics. And you know, he made a little joke. He's just funny. He's a funny, naturally funny guy. And I guess when you've been doing it as long as he has, you've been, you know, you're a veteran of these kind of things.
Do you think he was...
No, I didn't think he was juicing it at all. No. That was me. But he handed me, he said, and I think he does listen, because at the very end he said, I got something for you guys. And I'm looking at him, and he hands me his congressional business card, which I thought was very cool. He said, you ever need anything on the Hill? And I'm like, yeah, bonus party. And I said, I got one other thing for you. And he reaches in, and one of the things you have to know about this Noakesville day is you have people handing out flyers all over. And he hands me, he said, I think you guys need this. Here, take this for me. And he's really, like, dry and very serious, and he hands me this flyer that says, you need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on his, and that was it. He was on his merry way after that. And it was, I got a pretty good chuckle out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't stick around for any of the pie judging or anything. You know, there was, but my daughters did get to make, little sand sculptures where the colored sand, you put the in the jar. And then I bought them some silly string. And,
colored sand?
It was, no, not like that. No, it was like blues and yellows and greens before you can make that ugly thing you were going to do. But it's wonderful. It was
hello there.
It was fantastic.
Make me into a castle.
No, nothing like that at all.
No, it wasn't?
But it was chilly, too, and then a little rain and a little, but it was a small function. The parade really, you know, I went to that Apple Blossom parade. That's how this whole thing started.
Right.
The guy heard me talking about that. That's why this parade was, I think the start to finish, the parade ended in about 11 minutes.
Wow.
It was, no, I'm kidding. It was a little longer than that.
Well, you know, Mike, that is the...
And Brentsville High School has a kick-ass marching band.
Cool.
With great uniforms.
It's that.
I like parades. I like this whole thing. I like doing this with my kids. It's a blast. It's fun, and it's a great way to, you know, spend an afternoon. I really dig it.
Call Mike here at the station, because I'm telling you,
I'll be in your parade.
That touch of hand.
I don't know. I will not be in your parade. I will, you know, put my kids on a float, and I'll ride in your truck.
That touch of hand, make a friend thing. There you go. We have a good ratings book.
Do you think that's going to translate into good numbers for us?
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to go out and meet the people.
But nobody, you know, I mean, I was incognito because I was in the...
No, come on. You were the judge, though.
I was totally cognito when I was the judge, but other than that. And I like throwing candy, and I apologize to the elderly woman that I hit with the mint. Because, I mean, I'm talking like... No, seriously. That's one of the ones I threw overhand, and we're talking... Off straight, bounced straight up in the air off her head. I don't think she felt it, though. She was too old.
You. If anybody out there has a picture of Mike judging this thing, please get it to me as soon as possible.
It was real quality, too. It's like in the back of some warehouse.
Please get it to me right away.
And it was a wonderful, spirited competition. I don't know who finally won. I never knew. But don't call and tell me.
We have...
thank you.
We have some stuff we got to give away today. Oh, hold on a second. You're already getting calls.
All right.
Might be the Grand Marshal. Let me see what this is. Hey, Tony.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yo, Mike.
Yo.
Yo, my family reunion is coming up in D.C. Can you be the Grand Marshal?
Absolutely. Love to be there, Tony.
I love a family reunion.
I'll be the Grand Marshal of your family reunion.
Hey, you'd be an honorary brother.
Yeah, Rob's right. Don, I don't need to know the winner because the winner was the audience.
Okay. We have a prize to give away today. When we play... play our game. Where are you listening to the show?
Yeah.
And, you know how we play this game. You call us up, and you tell us wherever you're listening to the show right now.
Very good.
We pick the most exotic, the wackiest location.
Uh-huh.
And wherever you're listening to a show. We've had people call us from crematoriums.
Yes.
Noakesville.
From slaughterhouses.
We had a guy in a grain elevator.
Yeah, we had a guy, and death seems to creep into this segment. We had a guy call us from an ambulance where he had a stiff in the back seat.
Somebody got fired because they shouldn't have called us. I remember that because he, you know, he was almost ready to read the toe tag.
That was the guy in the crematorium.
That's right.
Was burning the bodies.
The 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now here's what we have: the Fox Family Limited backyard fun chest.
Oh,
and it's nice. It's a Fox Sunday hammock. The King of the Hill picnic table, chair and umbrella, Simpsons Season 1 DVD set, the Simpsons hot dog toaster, the Malcolm in the Middle ice cream maker.
I want some of this stuff.
We can't, Mike, it's so cool, but we only have one. We can't steal it.
That sucks.
The Fox Sunday pool and raft, the King of the Hill Fiesta gas grill and Hank Hill barbecue tool set.
Wow.
The Simpsons Sharper Image mini refrigerator. The Fox Sunday Backyard Game Assortment, and the Simpsons Portable TV / CD Player.
That's big. That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of pretty good stuff.
That's all.
Oh!
The winner of the Where Are You, the best Where Are You, gets all of it?
Right.
Wow.
So you got to call us at 877-365-3636, and don't lie because we all have our crap detectors out.
Hell, I'd do it for the backyard barbecue tool set. Yep.
And tell us where you're listening to the show. It's very simple. Call us right now. We'll take the calls. As soon as we get it now, we'll do it for a couple of breaks. But where are you listening to the show? Call us now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob, listening in Virginia. Hello, Rob.
How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relate what it was like. I'm 25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City. And I went to New York City public school, and I was in catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation. And the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when And I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
Made fresh daily with brown eggs. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I guess tomorrow I'll have to play all of the Jerry tapes we have. Last night, we were just jam-packed. You had Hitler on one channel, you had The Bachelor on the other channel, and then on E! Exclamation point, it was Jerry Lewis.
Who found Jerry?
The true Hollywood story.
the big-headed boy find Jerry?
Yeah.
Good job.
Now, for me, the real problem is going to be Tuesday night.
Why?
Tuesday night, 9 p.m., season finale 24.
Right. Yeah.
Hitler.
I think you got to go with the season finale of 24.
Yeah, although I'm thinking, I watched the season finale of 24,
mm-hmm.
I catch the last hour of Hitler.
You get the best of both worlds.
Right.
Yeah, somehow when you're talking about it, it just sounds weird to... Well, I guess Les Moonves found that out.
Yes.
Hitler.
Lester.
Hitler didn't win his time slot.
Not at all.
Ain't that funny? Man, is he mad.
He lost again.
That's right.
Hitler's having a fit that he got beat by The Bachelor.
And he was a sullen teenager, Adolf Hitler was.
Like the joke reminds me of the joke, why didn't Hitler drink whiskey?
Why? It
made him mean.
I'm Frida.
Hitler was full of angst.
Like.
Let me leave my wife a message.
Bye-bye.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Frida. Is that one growing on your own?
Daniel.
Yeah, I thought it would.
Oh, it's good to see you. Look at you.
Dennis.
Frida! Frida!
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Frida. Is that one growing on your own?
Daniel.
Yeah, I thought it would.
Oh, it's good to see you. Look at you. Frida! Frida! Shut up!
Sorry for talking all during your message.
You
I didn't know you were doing
with
that.
Your message, yeah, press 1.
I am.
To send your message now, press 1.
Satisfactory?
Yeah.
Message sent.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, brother. So, you know, tomorrow will be interesting. Maybe CBS will have some reaction as to why Hitler came in fourth.
No. This has got to be really very bad news.
They were counting on this in CBS. They were very proud of him.
CBS had everything bet on Hitler.
Yeah.
And then The Bachelor came along.
Uh-huh.
How bad do you think they feel? Wow.
Not only The Bachelor, but Malcolm in the Middle.
Mm-hmm. Beat it. Yeah.
And what was on NBC Buzz?
Law and Order, which didn't beat it. Yeah, actually it did, but just barely.
Well, that is really sucking.
In the last.
So Malcolm beat Hitler.
Yes, he did.
Malcolm in the Middle beat Hitler.
Could have used him in 43.
And The Bachelor beat Hitler. So I guess next fall on CBS, The Nazi Bachelor. I don't know.
Starring Frankie Muniz. Munoz, or whatever that name is.
All right, where are you listening to the show? You're looking for the wackiest, the nuttiest, the kookiest place where you're listening to the show, and you can win this great thing from Fox with all of this summer backyard stuff, all of this collectible Fox stuff. Let's just go to the phones and see what we like and what we don't like.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening to the show?
I'm listening to the show from the basement of a burned-out building.
Not thick enough. Thank you, though.
Now, the science building, that would be a different story.
Hi, Don and Mike, where are you listening to the show?
Don and Mike, you fat bastards, how are you?
Where are you listening?
I am sitting in my truck on 95. I'm a 330-pound man in my underwear because my air conditioner's broken.
You know, that's not a weird place, but it's certainly a nice picture.
And I don't know if I believe it, because why would you have your air conditioning on? It's only 70 degrees today.
It is so hot. I got my truck when I came out from work, and I changed the tire, I had a flat tire, and just was hot and nasty. And I just...
70 degrees when you're 330 pounds.
So you are...
It's hot, buddy.
So you don't have any shirt on?
Nope.
Just your
underpants? It's all greasy.
Just your underpants?
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Sorry.
Sorry. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, where are you listening to the show?
I am in, right now, I'm in a holding cell in the basement of City Hall in Washington. I'm in the prison section where they hold the prisoners.
Oh. All right, now, not a holding cell.
Now,
what's your name?
Ken.
But Ken, there are many questions.
This is not Ken Stevens, is it?
Well, I could be.
Okay. There are many questions. First, are you in there because you were arrested?
No, I put myself in here voluntarily.
So you work down there at the town hall?
Yeah, but I'm not one of the jail people.
Can you can you close the gate? Can you close the door to the cell so we can hear?
I don't think I'll be able to get out.
Oh well.
Can you just bang on the bars?
Minute. Here we go. Here we go. Here comes the door.
Sure sounds like it.
That's pretty good.
I got one more.
That's nice. Anybody else down there?
Not at the moment. No, I was trying to find a place to take a nap.
This
is a place to take a nap.
This isn't D.C. jail, is it?
No. This is in Tacoma, Washington.
State of Washington.
Oh, state of Washington. Oh.
Okay, so you're in a holding cell in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, the court's one floor above me. So if you're bad in court, they take you down here and throw you in these rooms. But they're great places to take naps.
All right, listen, I'll tell you something. You're the first finalist. Hold on a second. That's kind of what we're looking for.
That's absolutely what we're looking for.
I'm at a holding cell underneath City Hall.
That's pretty funny. Looking to take a nap.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hey, where are you listening to the show?
From a chair inside of my bathtub. I just moved into my new apartment, and this is the only damn place I can get you guys on the radio. I'm not allowed to listen to it anywhere else in the apartment because my wife thinks you guys are a bad influence on me.
Thank you, but
I just don't think it's not exciting enough.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi. Hello?
Most folks. Hey, Mike, I love you. Look, you know where I'm calling from?
Where?
Your ass. Come throw away, man.
What?
He's calling from your ass.
Really?
And since he said he loves me, does that mean it's my ass?
No, since he loved you, I would guess it was my ass. Or no, if he loved
me, he'd be living in my ass.
It was true. We'd have a winner.
Hello.
These are the serious things we debate on this show.
Either way, I guarantee you, the skies are not sunny in there.
Not at all.
It's always overcast in there.
The skies are cloudy all day.
No matter which ass you're in. It's always looking like rain.
No Buffalo Roman in there.
Hello. Don and Mike, hi. Hello?
Hey. Who?
Yes, where are you listening to the show?
I'm listening to the show on top of a horse in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
On top of a horse in Green Bay.
Yeah, the only thing that would make this interesting is to find out which living creature is smarter, the horse or you?
Probably the horse.
Probably the horse?
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, not...
is anyone listening?
Not thick enough.
Not a horse. That, you know, that's just kind of mundane, really.
Yeah. Although, for those of you in Green Bay, this was brought up on the show last week. I did go to eBay to look at Brett Favre's house, the one that he's selling.
And your impressions?
Pretty nice.
A nice house?
Pretty pricey.
What's the bid?
He wants $1.1 million.
$1 million.
But it's got a built-in racquetball and basketball court.
It's pretty cool.
It's on like 2.7 acres. And I think the reason that he's moving is something to do with his daughter. But his daughter, go figure, she's right at her formative year. She's 14. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want to live in Green Bay.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Where's he moving? Hollywood?
No. Back to Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah, for my money, Green Bay is Hollywood compared to,
I would think,
to Ken, Mississippi, where he's from, or however you pronounce it.
I mean, if you're she wants to live down on the bayou,
right?
So maybe it's the cold.
Right. Who knows? Anyway, I looked. I'm not going to bid on it, but it looked like a nice house. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
And the special room was his Vicodin room.
Yeah. Wow. Where he just goes in to take his drugs.
Yeah, well, he used to. Mm-hmm. Brett Favre had a problem. It was with Vite, right? Didn't they have a problem with the Vite?
That's it, yeah.
And one time...
Common.
And no shavers work in that house.
I remember one time, when the Packers were playing an exhibition game in London, Brett Favre wanted some Vicodin so bad. He met this guy in a bar and paid him $1,000 for 10 Vicodin.
I don't think it was a bar. I think it was Green's Delicatessen in Soho, wasn't it?
And it didn't even get him through three quarters of the next day.
That's right. And then he started bleeding from every orifice.
Wow. Wait till you hear the rest of those Jerry Lewis tapes.
You know, well, I'm digressing here. I'll tell you my theory about Jerry when we get to it.
Hello, yeah, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Where are you listening to the show?
I'm calling you from a surface mine.
What is a surface mine?
It's not an underground mine, but it's an open pit mine.
It's like strip mining.
You're strip mining, yeah.
It's a nice, the surface mine is a nice word for strip mine.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Out there raping the land.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Where are you listening to the show?
In the front seat of my kill truck.
The front seat of your kill truck?
Yeah, I'm just headed back to town. I had to go up and kill a bunch of hogs today. And I'm the local butcher here out in California, and I got five hogs on the back, and I'm headed on.
Are they dead, the ones on the back?
Oh, certainly.
How many dead hogs are in the back of your truck?
Well, there's five. The guy only had five to kill.
Uh-huh. How did you kill them?
Well, I shoot them.
I did that once.
Did you?
Wasn't that when you were judging the Noakesville Idol contest?
Don't you remember when I did that?
No, I remember, yeah. It grossed you out.
Horrible.
Yeah, all right, sorry. Mike still has nightmares.
Well, they used the wrong caliber gun, and it was too weak a caliber. Oh, and so when they shot the hog between the eyes, it, like, lasted a while.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not, and then when he was skinning it... Don't blame that. When he was skinning it.
Well, don't blame that.
You're making me laugh. I shouldn't laugh at this. When he was skinning it. This is after its head was off and everything. And maybe its head wasn't off. I shouldn't tell this story. I got half the skin off and it twitched. Ooh. And that freaked me out. Yeah, and then we all laughed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are you listening to the show?
I am listening in Vancouver, British Columbia. I am in downtown Vancouver in a 60-foot tractor trailer with 32 half-full outhouses on the back.
Yeah, you'd have to be in one of the outhouses.
Right. See you later.
But hey, hello Canada.
Yeah, you're just in the Canada line. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Boo!
Hello.
Rob says boo between crackers.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen. Am I on the air?
You're on the air. Where are you listening to the show?
From the great state of Washington.
Yes.
Yes. I'm in the forest and I'm cutting down some trees. And I heard about your contest, and I wanted to call.
We'd love to hear you cut down a tree.
Oh, well, I'm in the bunkhouse right now. I had to come in here to use the phone, but I can go get my chainsaw or something. You know, it's not a damn keychain or nothing.
I don't like it.
What was that about a keychain?
It's my chainsaw. It's not a keychain.
All right, turn on your chainsaw.
Well,
what is that? Why do we hear? Wait, hold on. You're in your house.
Is that a piano?
You're in your house, and
what?
That's a piano. You're in your house. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
My crap detector's
in the bunkhouse. I'm in the bunkhouse.
No, you're not. You don't have a piano in the
bunkhouse that comes with the piano?
Piano.
No, you're lying.
Gentlemen, you don't have very good ears. That's not a piano.
What was it? Don't say piano.
It's a mandolin.
No, you're talking in that phony way.
It's a mandolin. That's a mandolin.
Play it for us.
Well, okay.
Go for it.
Something like that.
Now,
you know?
if you do that while running a chainsaw,
we'll put you in there.
Regardless of where you were, you'd have a chance at this contest.
Well, I could probably do that.
All right, go get your chainsaw.
Well, okay. Well, just a second.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we
get myself together here.
I think any fool knows that it's standard equipment for lumberjacks to bring their mandolins with them.
I'm a lumberjack and it's okay. I sleep all night and I work all night. All right, now, I'll give him credit though. Now if he plays the piano thing,
that's not a chainsaw.
No, I had to move the damn truck. It was by the front door.
It was a chainsaw.
I just heard a loud noise.
What?
right.
Well, just hang on.
Turn on the chainsaw, then play your harpsichord or whatever it is.
Mandolin. Very difficult instrument to play, the mandolin.
Hang on, here it goes.
Okay.
Hang on, I got to put the phone down. I don't have four arms.
Right, go ahead.
You got four arms. You know what? I might got four arms. I don't know. Nah. Just hang on.
I'm thinking of Animal House. Extra credit if he saw his mandolin in half.
He'd win if he saw the mandolin in half.
No way of proving that. He's having a little trouble with his song. Funny, just
Heck, I gotta go get my other chainsaw. This one doesn't want to start up.
All right, get the other one.
Hurry, though. We got a break.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll come back to you.
Want it home?
I'll come back to you right after the break. We'll stay on hold.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to the Lumber Camp. I'm your host.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, pick your buck.
Right now, our leader is a guy in Tacoma, Washington, who's listening to the show in a holding cell underneath City Hall, where he's hoping to get a nap in.
Yeah, taking a nap underneath the courthouse.
If you think you can do better, and I'm actually quite fond of this guy with the thing and the thing.
Hard to hate him.
So call now at 877-365-3636. We'll roll this over for one more break and find out where are you listening to the show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride-swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty Men, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I promise we'll get right back to where are you, but someone's returning her call.
Hmm. Yeah, it takes me a while to get back to my calls.
Rita! Rita, shut up!
Stop it! That tape is going to get a workout.
Sure.
I was at a salon today, and when I was paying, the guy said, "You don't hear about too many Fridas." And I said, except if you watch like a Hitler movie, they're made.
You do if you watched Addy last night.
Addy.
Which is what they called him, Addy. This Sunday on Addy.
Starring Frida.
I'm tired of it. Frida is always the big fat maid or sometimes a monkey.
She wasn't.
Well, she was that Selma Hayek was Frida.
Oh, yeah, but she was the Latin version.
The unibrow, though.
And the unibrow just killed it.
No, she's the hot. The German one is always the big fat maid.
Frau Frida.
Well, she wasn't fat. Hey, do you remember when Bart was a kid? When we used to watch Bozo the Clown?
Yeah, there's a good example.
There was a character on Bozo the Clown called Frida the Fat Lady.
Really?
Yeah. On the show on WGN. Honey, let me see. What? Very quickly, because we have people waiting to play a contest, I just want to know, what do you think the critter is that's in the attic?
I don't know, but it freaked me out last night, because I feel like they're up there building their warrens. They're planning a takeover.
I told you.
I thought it was mice, and then my mother said, oh, you might have birds, and then I thought it was squirrels, and then I was thinking, what if a raccoon family was up? And now I've got it like up to cougars. I am totally freaked out about it. I had to see, you would have loved it, darling, because you know normally I like it really quiet, but I had to have the TV on last night to drown out the plotting, scheming animals up.
So they were making that kind of a racket.
It was scritchy, 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 scritchy all night.
Well, anyway, the big strong man is back at home, and
don't you think you should? I mean, really, I know you want to be the man of the house. Shouldn't you bring an exterminator into the equation?
No. Listen to what my wife bought today.
I bought your dinner for tonight and poison.
Poison.
Just coincidentally.
Now, which CD is it that you got?
They hate poison.
That'll dry them out.
You got poison.
What you should do is kill the critter and eat it for dinner.
There you go. Now, that would be a real man.
That would be a man. Boy, imagine if that really did kill the animal. Hey, you went up there like with poison.
Poison it and eat it for dinner.
You went up
That's
there with
the real man.
Poison and rat and warrant CDs and like white snake.
He just played all the hair bands.
All the hair bands.
You know what I almost did in the middle of the night? I almost took our kitty cat and just and put it up there in the attic crawl space.
Now you got the plot of a movie. And then all of a sudden the door opens and the dead cat is thrown back at you.
Anyway, I will report tomorrow on what the critter is in our attic.
Yes, please.
All right.
It's not critter. It's critters.
All right, what the critters are
in. And they don't scare me. I was banging on the ceiling. You know, it's like the old days in an apartment.
I picture you opening up that attic, looking around with a flashlight.
Hey, but honey, there's
something. It's just eyes reflected back at you.
Little eyes, and then it bites you. It's rabbit.
We're finally going to have a reason for that dumb pith helmet you have, though. Because I'll put the pith helmet on tomorrow.
Oh, no, let Mike come over and do your crocodile hunter impression.
It's incredible. It's dangerous. We're going to go up in Don's attic and see what's up there. Whatever it is, it might bite him right in the leg, mate. All right, baby. Well, listen, before you go, just let me say... Be very careful. And are you ready for this?
What's that?
Do you know, I'm talking about my wife. Do you know that Hitler finished fourth in the ratings last night?
It was a good movie. I mean, it was better than The Matrix.
In the beginning.
Hey, there you go.
It was better than The Matrix.
Right.
You heard it from my wife. Hitler is better than The Matrix.
There you go.
All right, baby. I love you.
All right. I love you too, boo-boo.
Okay, ENS. I will see you when I see you tonight.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey. Don't get bit.
I won't, but I'll let you know tomorrow what happens.
Good.
So I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yeah. You know what they say, once bitten,
twice shy.
That is really what concerns me.
Great white.
Yeah, that you're looking forward to it.
She never asked me to do anything around
that
masculine.
But I know that, but that is what tells me something's going to happen. The fact that you're looking forward to it means I don't think you're going into this exercise with the proper amount of respect for the animal.
Do you know the only other job that she ever really gives me outside, or even in the house, is when there's a wasp's nest?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to go out with the spray,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually, after you spray it for a day, you get to go out there with a broomstick.
And sweep it up, and it's really embarrassing. They got all those button-down shirts and blue blazers.
Different. Hey! We are just trying to get along up here in the corner of your deck. Kill the wasps! Anyway, back to the game.
Yeah.
Where's the music? Oh, here. Because I got so many tapes today.
Yes, for sake.
All right, we got the whole thing. Tim tapes.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Goddamn right about that.
So find Sabian.
Where's the Jerry tapes?
Now get me Sabian!
Tell him Sabian's not here in 20 minutes. You die.
We got the Sabian tapes, we got the Hitler tapes.
I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry, because, and you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic, but when I write, I'm writing for him, and I know him better than anybody.
Oh, that's Jerry talking about himself in third person.
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
So many great things, and the Sabian tapes, Jerry, Hitler.
Jerry.
And now... Back to where are you listening to the show? Let's fly through these calls.
When last we left, we were talking to a guy that was getting his second chainsaw.
And his name is Ben from Modesto, California. Ben, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right, me and my partner Mark are in a bathtub right now.
You're in a bathtub?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now,
I thought you were supposed to run your chainsaw and play mandolin at the same time.
Well... Well, we're here. We're just holding each other, listening to the show.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. She's just, there's no focus.
Let's just hear what he's doing, then we'll cut him.
I didn't know where he was calling from.
Oh, the Sacramento area. Hey, and sorry about that, Kings.
Yeah.
Mike, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Mike is so happy the Kings lost. Mike's doing the dance now.
Yeah.
Now, there's no reason... That's my last who. Was it your Dallas dance now? Oh, the guy's gone. He just hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's too bad. Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening to the show?
Don and Mike.
Howdy. Where are you listening to the show?
The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, Vienna, Virginia.
Financial Crime Enforcement Network.
White collar criminals.
Absolutely.
And what are you doing there?
Doing research on money laundering.
Exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening to the show?
Oh.
Radio God.
Howdy, where are you listening?
Right now I'm in my porta-potty truck, backed up to a porta-potty, ready to clean a porta-potty for you.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm getting out of the truck.
All right, take us blow by blow, so to speak.
Okay, I will put one glove on, because I have to hold the phone in the other. One glove is on.
You have to clean the porta-potty by hand.
I'm going to turn the pump on now.
Jesus.
That's the pump. Hear that? That's the pump. Grab my wand.
You know, it was a big weekend of festivals, Don.
His wand.
He has a wand.
I'm opening. Oh, God. This one's a nasty one. Must be 40 guys using this one. Wand going in the hopper. Valve is opening. And all the goodies are being pulled in.
All the goodies are being pulled in.
Oh, dear.
Oh, golly.
What do you do? I mean, what do you have, a hose that you stick down there?
It's a two-inch piece of PVC with an elbow and a valve and like a big vacuum cleaner hose.
That is...
No heavy-duty rubber.
I bet you don't bite your nails.
I'm not going to bite my nails. No, sir. Okay. I'm going to put it down a little closer. There you go.
You're listening to the sound of sewage.
Getting all the goodies up.
Being vacuumed.
The goodies. Just got to have that attitude.
All right. Shut the valve off. Take the wand out.
The wand.
How's that wand?
Oh, the wand is beautiful. I broke one yesterday slamming it around. All right, now I'm putting my bucket down.
Little
5-gallon bucket.
Is that to get some of the last leavings out of the wand?
Oh, no. The wand is good. It's a modern truck. It just gets everything up. It really sucks.
So what do you need the wand for?
Well,
the bucket?
The 5-gallon bucket has the fresh chemical in it.
You
use the pour back in.
All right.
And that's a funky mix of good stuff in there to keep everything smelling good.
Goodies.
Now I take my brush.
So do you see lots of BMs in there?
Well, the trick is if they got too many guys, then they float up, and that's what makes them stink. But, yeah, sometimes you get a couple of floaters in there.
And you're listening to our show today while you're cleaning a porta potty.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Jerry.
And Jerry, where are you calling from?
Right now I'm in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 96 Rock.
Right on. You know, hey, I bet you got a lot of the cruisers in there. They just had the big cruising weekend in OC.
Got a lot of mullet biscuits. A lot of mullet biscuits.
Yeah, it was beautiful on Friday watching them go down Coastal Highway.
I promise you this, if you don't win, you're going to get number two.
Jerry, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you with this job?
I haven't lost a cell phone, but I've picked a couple out. Now, see, it used to be beepers. You used to get like a $25 reward for the beepers in any condition. They just wanted them back. But if you lose a cell phone, that's it. They're done.
All right, Jerry, hold on. You're a finalist. Hold on. Cleaning a porta potty while he's listening to the show.
Wow.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love you guys.
Thanks. Where are you listening to the show?
WYQ, Pennsylvania.
All right, well, not literally,
I also, like the last guy, live in a world of BMs. I'm calling from a waste treatment plant.
You're calling from a sewage treatment. What's your name, sir?
Daryl.
Hey, say hi to my ex-wife. I love that.
You still doing that?
Yeah. Wow. I was married when I was 18. I was married for 6 months. And the greatest joy that I had was like 20 years later when I found out that her career is working in a sewage waste management plant.
There you go.
Outside Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Are you getting your jerk on? What are you doing?
No, I was shaking my Slim Fast.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I just saw your arm off to the side.
My arm was vibrating. And
I didn't know. Really?
Could you recreate that for me, Buzz?
Sure.
So I can see it.
Sure. I was doing that.
It was kind of underneath the desk, though.
Buzz was very excited about Jerry, the porta-potty cleaner, and equally excited about Daryl at the sewage treatment plant. What's going on there, Daryl?
Oh, a little bit of everything. you name it, and it comes down here.
What's the grossest thing you've seen at the sewage treatment plant?
It would probably have to be feminine products before they get through grinders.
Oh, before the grinders.
This is the grinder.
What part of the plant are you in now?
I'm at the primary plant right now.
Yeah, but what do they do in that part of the plant?
This is where the solids are separated from the water.
Oh, there you go.
So you actually see the floaters?
Yeah.
So you see actual BMs?
It's a big mass. It's not actual individual.
How do they separate the solids from the water?
In clarifiers, the solids will settle to the bottom, and the water will overflow the weirs to the outside rings.
And you're listening, and you are listening to our show while you're going through these various products.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, thank you. Hold on, you're a finalist.
Gerald at the sewage treatment plant in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to call and let you know I'm listening while I was parked in front of a Leatherby's ice cream parlor up by the University of Utah.
Oh, you must be calling from Salt Lake. But what is the wackiness of that?
Well, the wackiness is all of the college girls in eating ice cream cones inside of the window here.
So you're just staring at a bunch of co-eds eating ice cream cones?
Correct.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you?
Hey, guys.
Where are you listening?
I'm listening right now in the middle of a koi pond.
A koi pond surrounded by...
A koi pond.
Surrounded
That's
by...
That's what I do for a living. I clean these out. Yeah, do you remember that great silver screen flick, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo?
Sure.
Well, that's me. That's the big koi right there.
I think we throw him back.
So does me.
Yeah.
We throw him back. All right, thank you, though. Don and Mike, hi. Where are you listening to the show?
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm listening to the show. I'm in a security camera room. I work at a department store. Mm. So I'm watching people shop.
What's the store?
What's the store? I really don't want to say.
Yeah, you see, you can't win if you don't say.
Okay, I'll say.
All right.
All right, TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Still can't win.
What's the best thing?
I'm just kidding.
What's the best thing you've seen today?
The best thing I see today? Well, probably these two girls that were just in here looking at panties and stuff. They'd probably get me thrown in jail, but they were a little bit muddy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, no, we're not done yet, Rob. You loaded the wrong sound effect yet. I'm going to go one more break with it.
All right.
I'm not ready to name a winner yet. Rob,
we do have three finalists, though.
Rob had the winner here.
Celebration sound.
Loaded the machine. Now, here are the three finalists we have. We have Jerry, Mike, and this is the guy who was...
We got number one, Ken, is in a holding cell in Tacoma, Washington.
All right, I forgot about him.
Underneath the courthouse. We got Jerry from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. He cleaned a porta-potty for us, and that's where he is. Mm-hmm. And then we have Daryl, who was in the room where they separate the solids from the water at the sewage treatment plant in Pennsylvania.
We'll go one more break with this. If you think you can do better, what's the wackiest place you're at right now where you're listening to our show? A radio show a lot of people listen at work. Phone number 877-365-3636. I think we got it covered from the jail aspect and from the human waste aspect.
Yes. Yeah, now we're looking for a wild card.
So give us a call. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Oh, hi. I was just thinking about something. I was thinking about...
The Don and Mike Show.
I couldn't think. I should just do this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hey, I was thinking about...
It's hard to show gone crazy.
No, not that.
Warning. May cause loose stools and fecal urgency. The Don and Mike Show.
No, I'm not thinking about that either.
I'm always thinking about fecal urgency.
I was thinking that we're doing the...
Is anyone listening?
We're doing the Fox TV giveaway. I was thinking I have to read these. Wednesday we're giving away, maybe you've seen it upstairs in Tammy's office, a 47-inch Panasonic TV and home theater system.
Wonderful.
With a Vivid player, receiver, and speakers, courtesy of ABC, where you get the season finales Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central. Then on Friday, we're giving away a vacation to Las Vegas. Join the Hooters gang in Vegas for the 20th anniversary swimsuit pageant with over 100 beautiful Hooters girls, July 8 and 9 at the Paris Resort and Casino. Airfare courtesy of U.S. Airways and Liberty Travel.
Wow.
Call 800-269-8079 to get the best travel vacation package prices. Sorry.
Vacation package prices is a tongue twister.
Bad read. So anyway, we got lots of good stuff to give away. And then I was... also thinking that...
Is anyone listening?
I wanted to tell you that we do have guests coming up on the show. Daryl Hammond. The funny guy from Saturday Night Live.
Right, very funny guy. Because there's a great Ted Koppel.
Also, what's his name? Our friend from King of Queens. The only friend we have. Patton Oswalt,
I think one of the funniest stand-up comedians working today.
Yeah. Right, so we're full. We're absolutely full. And tomorrow on the show, we got Oxbig and Latouris if we have time.
Say a prayer.
I've got this Joe thing, this the article about the art of call screening.
Call screening. Any excuse to bring Joe in here.
Sure. And I have a great website for you, Mike, on tomorrow's show where you can actually participate. And it has nothing to do with dating or anything like that.
All righty then.
Come on, you're going to like it.
If I want to be connected, I will be connected.
I promise you're going to like it. Well, someone's got to be the guinea pig.
I know, and it makes me nervous now. Now I won't sleep tonight.
There is nothing to...
It's going to be horrible.
Fear not. Talk to my son.
It's going to be horrible.
You know, my son wouldn't lie to his Uncle Mike.
All right.
I called back there. Still too weird for me walking back there and seeing him back there. Bob, how are you supposed to answer the phone?
I forget.
You're supposed to say...
Is anyone listening?
I said it.
No, you didn't. I'll call
but
you.
But he said.
I'll call you back. He's got to learn.
Is Daddy obsessive that way at home, too?
Is anyone listening?
Well, no, I'm not doing a show at home. But
right. You don't do stuff like that at home. Like, I'm going to stop and call back or anything like that.
No. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Tell Uncle Mike so he doesn't get flipped out. That website for tomorrow's show that everybody's looking at in the back room.
Yeah.
That we're going to do with Uncle Mike.
Yeah.
Please tell him he'll believe you that it has nothing to do with like dating or anything like that.
No, it's like a personal site for older people.
Oh, would you stop it?
No.
All right.
It doesn't have anything with dating.
No, it has nothing to do with dating.
For older people.
But you'll like it, Mike.
And thank you.
It's wacky.
Very good. Very good.
All right, bud. See you later. Stay away from Joe.
And, hey, could Joe look any more homeless today?
Oh.
Is anyone listening?
It's Monday.
Joe, first of all.
Joe looks, the hair has finally taken the term from like being kind of trendy, long hair, to this just, it really looks like he just can't afford to get a cut.
If somebody gave Joe some mousse. He really would look like that Nick Nolte picture.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
Like that.
Got him like to spray it all out and everything.
Anyway, yeah, tomorrow we'll have Joe on the show. Okay, let's finish up. Where are you listening?
We only got three finalists. We're looking for a few more. Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of, we haven't had a lot of good calls. We've had three good ones.
Interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah. Hi, where are you listening?
I am in your attic, Don.
Oh, that's the guy in my attic.
That's what that was.
Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening? Hello?
Hi. I'm Daryl from Asheville, and I'm putting turkey crap on my rice field right now.
You're putting turkey crap on a rice field?
That's right.
He's fertilizing. He's a farmer.
Yeah, fertilizer.
We've had plenty of excrement.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. There's always room for BM. Hello. Where are you listening? Hello.
Hello?
Where are you listening?
California.
Is anyone listening?
No, I mean, seriously, where are you listening?
I'm in a swapper.
You're in a swapper?
Right.
What is a swapper?
A swather. It cuts, I'm cutting alfalfa.
Agricultural. Yeah. A swather?
Yes, a swather.
No more farmers.
A swather, or is that a swapper with a speech impediment?
Hi, Don and Mike, where are you calling from? I mean, where are you listening?
Don and Mike.
Where are you listening?
I'm at work right now getting drunk and making glass dildos.
Are you one of those guys that's been on the show before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
Hello?
Where are you listening, darling?
I am in an anatomy lab dissecting monkeys.
Put her right there. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello,
my name is Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer, now, run this by us again.
I'm in an anatomy lab.
An anatomy lab?
Yes. And I am dissecting monkey cadavers.
Wow.
Now, I have a question. It's for all the animal rights people out there.
Yes.
Where'd you get your monkey cadavers?
I got my monkey shipped to me from another primate research center.
from the Broyhill Center.
after they test the latest Maybelline cosmetic out of
right.
So you're dissecting monkeys. Are they big monkeys?
No, they're rhesus macaques.
What have you just cut out of or sliced off a monkey?
I'm dissecting knee joints.
Knee joints. And
yeah.
Are you a pre-med student or a medical student?
I'm not. I'm a graduate student, but I'm in anthropology, not medicine.
Anthropology. Okay.
So you are cutting monkeys apart.
I am cutting monkeys.
How does the knee joint on a rhesus monkey compare to the knee joint on a human being?
Well, Mike, they're both connected to the thigh bone. Sorry.
Good, though. Sometimes the old-fashioned ones are the best.
Yep.
Well, the big difference is they're just meant to move in different ways. We walk on 2 feet and they walk on 4.
Oh, okay.
So.
How about, is it a male monkey or a female monkey?
Currently, it's a female monkey.
Have you dissected any
what
male monkeys?
What do you mean,
monkeys?
Currently it's a female? Like
I have several.
Like you're going to sew male genitals on her?
Hey, I could.
So you got, like after you get done with this one, you're moving on to the male?
I'm not sure what's going to be next.
Okay.
I have to open the bag and find out.
Oh, wow.
A bag full of monkeys.
I've got a bag of monkeys.
Barrel full of monkeys.
A bag of monkeys.
All right, hold on, honey. You're a finalist.
Man, monkeys,
oh, thank you.
Monkeys always work on this show.
Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, not seriously where, but where?
I'm out in the middle of the desert, Don and Mike. It's a stinking 100 degrees out here, and I'm in a porta potty. Speaking of the guys that were here earlier.
And copying them, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening?
Don and Mike, I'm sitting inside a customized trailer, sitting in my customized golf cart.
And?
And I'm getting ready for the tour of the lower 48 again this year.
Goodbye.
Hello. What are you talking about?
Don and Mike, I don't know. Hello.
Don and Mike, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you listening?
I'm at Glen Echo Park, and I'm riding on the carousel.
I'm putting him down. I'm sorry. It's too funny.
I'm sitting on the pony.
I thought Glen Echo Park was closed down. Is the carousel still there?
Well, it's still here, but it's not working today. We're here fixing it.
Ah, good.
Come buy stuff. I'm working on the weekend.
How old are you, Chris?
I'm 30.
Do you like the mysticism?
Yes.
Would you just say for me, I like the mysticism?
I like the mysticism.
Chris, he's 30. He's riding the carousel at Glen Echo Park.
It's not moving, though, but he's riding it.
Yeah, I'm rocking back and forth on the pony.
hold on, please.
Gotta make him a finalist.
Hello, Don and Mike, where are you listening?
Well, it depends on when. It started out, it was funny. I'm blind and I was up on my roof putting the soaker hose up there. But then, after 2 breaks and about 45 minutes up on the roof in 80-degree weather, I was just sweating, so I came downstairs.
So you're blind and you...
I went up, see, I have a brick house with a tile roof.
Uh-huh. Right.
And when you called, I was just getting ready. I was listening to you on my Walkman. I was just getting ready to go up, and I thought, hey, well, this would be funny, because I go up there and put a soaker hose on in the springtime.
Do you climb a ladder?
Yeah.
Up on your roof and you're blind?
Yeah, I just got down. It got too hot up there. I thought, at least, you know, get rid of the early.
Do you have a spotter or anybody to watch?
No, I'm by myself.
But what if you, like, put your ladder up on the wrong side or something?
Oh, come on. I'm not dumb.
Well, no, hold on a second. But seriously, if you're blind, how would you know when you put the ladder up, for instance, you weren't putting it against the drain or something?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, I screw up on the ladder
before.
And I...
What? So many times. Mm-hmm. See, when I first bought the house, I had my eyes, and I lost my eyes 4 years ago.
Okay.
Anyhow, each spring.
Where'd you put them?
Well, right now they're on the sink next, on the counter next to the sink.
Well,
listen. I have a prosthesis.
Sorry. Listen, cripples don't get a free ride on this show.
Sorry.
Even if they can climb on the roof.
I'm sorry God punished you by taking away your eyesight.
Well, you would have kept him if he was still on the roof.
Yeah. Except how could we be sure he was a blind guy on the roof?
I don't know.
Jump. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Sean. I'm calling from the state hospital in Sonoma.
But even then, he could still be sighted, though.
Right.
I mean, he could be like CIT.
Only way you'd be able to tell is if he came to a Las Vegas-style show.
Sean, where are you calling from?
From the state hospital in Sonoma.
Michael, you stop it. One time I did something on stage at one of our Las Vegas-style shows to one of our blind listeners.
Uh-huh. And I'll never forget it. One of those special moments.
Yes. It was kind of the inspiration for your Sacramento dance.
Very much the inspiration for the Sacramento dance. Uh-huh.
Hello. Yeah, where are you, sir? We got to wind this up.
I'm in Sonoma, California. I'm at the state hospital. This is Sonoma Developmental Center. It's the state hospital. It's been here for 150 years.
And?
Oh, and then it's surrounded by, well, developmentally disabled folks, which is a nice word for mentally retarded, and that's it.
Okay, so am I. Bye-bye. He'll hit her.
Oh, do we have time for one more?
One more, surrounded by retards. Hello?
What if he put him on the roof?
Hello. Well, now you're talking. Hi, yes.
We might have a winner, Rob.
Where are you listening?
I'm at Western State Mental Hospital in Tacoma, Washington.
Another guy with tards.
I'm driving.
No, he's not retarded.
Looking for somebody to pick up.
You what?
I'm driving around the campus looking for somebody to pick up. People escape from here all the time.
What, you just randomly? Do you have a report of anybody that's escaped, a mental patient?
They have a big net or what?
No, I'm just looking.
Okay, sorry. Not thinking of Mike. We have time for one more.
Okay, very good.
Last one. Hello, Don and Mike. Where are you listening to the show?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Where are you listening?
I'm calling you from my Simpsons shrine.
From your what, honey?
My Simpsons shrine.
Simpsons.
You have a Simpsons shrine?
That's right.
All right, good.
Okay. So do I. In my pants. Let's.
That's it.
Anybody want to play Guess How Much She Might Have Weighed?
Answer me these questions three, lady.
All right, three finalists, or four. We have five. Jerry.
We've got Kenny's in a holding cell in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, then I know there was Jerry cleaning the porta-potty, right?
Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Jerry's cleaning a porta-potty.
Yeah.
We've got Daryl. He's at the sewage treatment plant in Pennsylvania, separating the solids from the water. Then we had Jennifer. Last minute edition. She's in an anatomy lab dissecting Reese's monkey. She was working on the knee joint. And a number five finalist is Chris. He's a 30-year-old riding on the carousel at Glen Echo Park.
All right, well, everybody, please get a piece of paper out and write the name of your favorite or the occupation of your favorite. And let me see if we do. Rob's in. I'm in. Okay, let's see if we have somebody who has the majority buzz. You'd vote for?
You want me to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jerry with the porta potty.
Jerry with the porta potty.
I thought he had the best performance.
Okay, I go for the lady who's dissecting the monkeys. Mike goes for the lady who's dissecting the monkeys. Rob goes for the lady who's dissecting the monkeys.
That's Joe's vote.
Joe goes for the guy who is
riding the carousel.
No, dissecting the monkey.
Wow. It's Jennifer by a landslide.
Yeah. So let's go to Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Congratulations, honey. You're the winner on Where Are You?
Why, thank you.
And listen, we never found out exactly what city. Okay. There you go, Rob. What city are you cutting monkeys up in?
Philadelphia.
Wow. And part of the legacy. Hold on a second. Where's the...
here we go.
I need the other tape.
Here we go.
Hold on. Hey, you're from Philly.
This is Sabian here.
Right, from Philadelphia.
That's my favorite one right there.
Listen, Jennifer.
Is anyone listening?
Here you go. Here's what you've won. You've won from Fox Television, the Fox Sunday Hammock, King of the Hill picnic table, chair and umbrella, Simpsons DVD set, season one, Simpsons hot dog toaster, Malcolm in the Middle ice cream maker, the Fox Sunday pool and raft, King of the Hill Fiesta gas grill and Hank Hill barbecue tool set, the Simpsons sharper image mini fridge, the Fox Sunday backyard game assortment, and the Simpsons television / CD player.
Wow.
Enjoy
all of that. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And once again, you're calling from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Sabian.
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 Is anyone listening?
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here. Or you'll find out just how serious I really am.
I tell you what, Philly, those ratings better be good tomorrow.
I sure hope so.
Better be good. Boy, was that just dumb luck yesterday. I'm flipping by the movies and I see anything with Sam Jackson.
I think I look at that as a good luck charm for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Put it back, Rob. Put it back in. Let's hear one more.
Yes, for sake.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Amen to that. Jennifer, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And now... Yeah, let's buzz a little. Here we go. Honey, you going to keep cutting up monkeys tonight?
I actually am, yes, for a little bit longer.
And that's the spirit of the game in its purest form. She was definitely the clear winner. I mean, yeah, that's the most unusual thing, you know.
She's dissecting monkeys while she listens to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so many elements. Death and monkeys.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you. Hold on, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. There. Let's go to...
Find Sabian.
There we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. That's me.
He made it up.
Is anyone listening? Now get me Sabian!
What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today?
The fact that this might be the greatest day for tapes in the history of this show.
It is a good one. But today's lead story, Barry White has a stroke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have the record, Ron?
Yeah, I do.
Is anyone listening?
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody, for the news and comments.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer, as you know.
Someone called for a doctor?
It's doctor developed, clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today, Veramax. 1-888 try VMAX.
Is anyone listening?
Here's but lots of people are listening. Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Things have not been going well for legendary soul singer Barry White. The 58-year-old big man suffered a stroke earlier this month. The stroke has impaired his speech, but his daughter says he'll definitely be performing again. She says it's a minor setback, that he'll be fine, and that he's in great spirits. The stroke happened while White was undergoing kidney dialysis. He's on a waiting list for a new liver because he suffers from very high blood pressure.
This is something that I think, looking at the show subjectively, or is it objectively?
Subjectively means you have a point of view. Objectively means you are taking your feelings out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'm going to be objective.
Okay, all right.
That I love... the Barry White fart mixes.
Right.
And I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I think we do it on his birthday.
Uh-huh.
We do it whenever he gets sick.
Mm-hmm. However, I would think that even with this, you could perhaps play the where he's recording.
Oh, that's too long. That's
too long. But if you had the time, would you think that was appropriate?
Well...
Or is that bad, too?
No, it's not that it's appropriate. No.
I agree with you
I'm
about
thinking the... about the time.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just thinking, if we get going on Barry White, it'll be like 20 minutes of Barry White.
That's usually a segment in itself.
So clock me, Rob. I'll give you 30 seconds of the Barry White commercial, and then 30 seconds of the music and the farting. Maybe a minute of the music. What?
I'll begin when you begin.
Okay. Because I'm counting on you always.
Then you shall.
Here we go.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Oh, doing it again.
Before the strike.
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing. To a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas.
We got it together, didn't we?
got our thing together, don't we? I can easily feel myself slipping and slipping more and more waves. Nobody but you and me.
Let me just do a little bit in time with music. Stop pointing at the clock.
How much time did he really go on the party?
2 minutes.
Well, they say he'll definitely be back, but the stroke has partially paralyzed the right side of his body for now.
All right.
Over the weekend.
I mean, not all right.
No, I understand.
All right.
That was kind of my generic all right.
Understood.
All right.
Like, all right, the story's over.
You're fine.
All right.
You went back to the story.
Over the weekend.
All right.
All right.
God. Over the weekend, Arnold Schwarzenegger celebrated the upcoming release of his latest action picture at a party thrown in his honor by designer Pierre Cardin in Cannes, France.
I'm going back to the picture that the governorship...
I says,
because I'm making pottery.
Arnold says T3 is the toughest movie he's ever made. Quoting him, I worked harder on Terminator 3 than any other movie I've ever done. It was very hard as far as stunts were concerned.
You know, stunts.
Stunts.
But all of this is mm-hmm. an indication to me that this movie really stinks.
Mm-hmm. I had to get up in the morning, and then I'd go to the trailer. Then they'd put the makeup on my face. Then I would go down to the set. And I'd say, hey, I'm in the scene. This is the hardest I've ever worked.
Yay!
My name is Arnold. How about that miniseries?
the reason I think the movie stinks
yeah.
is because there's so much pub on him now.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from the regular news stuff that you had, like about him running for governor.
Right.
Running for governor.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, there sure is a lot of
if
hype
he wins,
about this.
I mean, forget it. I might. You know what? What is it like? The Steenburgens said they'd move out of the.
Yeah.
You know, I might move out of the country.
No, who was it? It wasn't the Steenburgens. It was Martin Sheen. Who was it?
Was it the Baldwins? Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. I am God. I cannot believe that Hitler came in fourth place.
Is anyone listening?
I, Arnold, take the oath of office.
Jesus. It may stink as a drama, but it may excel as a comedy.
My best to Barry White, Alec Baldwin here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alec, and good job. We'd like to see you in an action-adventure picture soon.
Quoting Arnold.
You may.
Thank you, Alec.
Arnold says, I got some serious injuries which resulted in hip problems, back problems, and surgery on my shoulder. But with a $30 million paycheck for this one, Arnold says he'll be back with some new one-liners. Quoting again, when we did Terminator 1, this is a great Arnold quote, when we did Terminator 1, I'll be back was a line we did not know when we filmed it was going to be one of the most repeated lines in the history of motion pictures.
I'll be back, duh.
Genius.
I think that guy that wants to make the bet with me is on the phone again. Hey, is this the guy in Reno?
Well, the other guy may have made a different bet. I wanted to bet on the first weekend take of it as to what it would make on the first.
How much do you think T3 will make the first weekend?
$20 million.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
Easily.
Okay, what's a fair number then?
Well, are you just looking at it? Do you think it'll only make $20 million?
No, Don didn't think it would make anything at all. And I just,
no, I don't think the movie, during its... the initial run, whether it's 3 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, mm-hmm. I don't think it'll make $100 million. But okay. I definitely think it'll make
maybe 50 million his first weekend.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Happy Metallica, fat asses.
All right, bye, pussy.
Great call.
And incidentally, 77584.
Yeah, hold on.
I got to call that guy back.
I think the picture will make, in the long run, $75 to $150 million.
I got
to
call this guy.
That's a good guess.
But the surgeries that I had with Mitch Shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, the hip replacement surgery and my Botox parties that I had through the picture and Rob's crackers and all the ass calling. It seems like one a day now, like a vitamin. That's what the asses that call, there's one ass a day.
Let me call this guy back.
And they'll say, hello, are you having a good time?
I just hate guys like that. I hate pussies like that. Just call. I mean, you want to be a dick, but at least stay on the phone.
Yeah, hey, dick. Yeah, pussy, why'd you hang up? Why'd you run away like a little girl? No, you agreed with me. Okay, you want to come back on the air? You want to come back on the air? No, he doesn't want to. Why is that, pussy?
Then he can't.
And you weren't agreeing. You called us fat asses and hung up.
Yeah.
Tell him I'd like to reach to the phone and grab his throat and pull out the strings to the catch-it.
This guy's just yelling something over and over.
Wants to fight?
Anything.
Doesn't know why.
No, he doesn't want to. Do you want to fight?
I mean,
no, well, then why don't you want to come on the air? You wanted to call and make a bet. What bet did you want to make?
Ask him why he got so angry.
Why did you get so angry? Well, why did you call us fat asses and hang up? Why did you call us fat asses and hang up? Because you said what you wanted to say. Well, I'm going to say, okay, you got that? I just deleted that out on the radio, but everybody heard that. And just to verify that I'm really talking, hello?
He just hung up.
Well, at least you got your point of view across to him when you said F off, A wipe.
Here's the deal.
That was special.
When you call this show, you can call us dicks, you can call us jerks, call us fat asses.
Yeah.
Just stay on the line.
Don't run away.
For the rebuttal.
Because that will make me angry.
Because we got this thing. We got your phone number when you call in. Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole thing. You can't run and hide like a stupid girl.
And I'm going to call you back. I mean, just because the guy doesn't get his point across. He's, all right, fat asses, click.
Yeah.
Then he, you know, runs away. That's not appropriate.
Hey, this ain't the internet, dude. You can't just hide.
Yeah, it's a little different. There's accountability. And that's what you should remember, because no matter what, you can hide by your phone, but we'll be back.
You can't be like Gator Hater 582.
No.
When you call this show. I read a great article in Sports Illustrated about these websites, which remind me a lot of the websites devoted to the radio industry.
Right.
About how there are all of these college coaches that have had their pictures taken with co-eds and they like got drunk. And this one, the guy that was the coach of Alabama for a while, went to a strip club and offered this girl money to come back to his room. And she ended up ordering $1,000 worth of room service from his room.
Right.
And all these college coaches, the one guy who's an alcoholic, like three or four of them have gone down like dominoes recently. And the thing that started all of the stories were these internet fan sites. Mm. And
where they rat the guys out?
Yeah. Where, like, someone, for instance, if something happened to a University of Florida player, that's one of the handles they had, Gator Hater.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody went on this Alabama Roll Tide website and said, hey, I saw your coach at this strip bar where he was coming on and getting a lab dance and stuff, and that's where the stories actually begin.
So anonymous tips on the internet.
Yeah, and I guess my point is that you can be anonymous on the internet because it is the coward's playground.
Right.
Trust me, it is, but you can on this show.
There you go.
You can say whatever you want to us, but just be man or woman enough to stay on the line and let us yell back at you.
I got this suggestion. Why not call in and be nice?
That's a good idea, Arnold.
Just be nice. That's all we want.
Is anyone listening?
I am. I am, Addy.
Yeah, what about when they kept calling Hitler Addy last night?
Addy, be nice.
Is the latest Matrix movie reloaded for another big weekend? It opened in first place, taking in nearly $136 million in its first 5 days.
It's brilliant.
It helped make for the second most lucrative three-day weekend in movie history, and it was the biggest opening ever for an R-rated film.
Well, now, here's the problem this coming weekend for The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you have Bruce Almighty, mm-hmm. right, the Jim Carrey movie, mm-hmm. which, if you like the rubber-faced comedian like I do, mm-hmm. looks pretty funny.
Right.
Looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I think there's another big one opening this weekend, too, as a matter of fact.
What is it?
I don't know.
Do I star on it?
No, you don't. Yours doesn't come
out. You won't have a good time.
Yours doesn't come out until, like, July 2nd.
July, I could be dead by then.
Oh, The In-Laws.
The In-Laws,
which looks great.
Michael Douglas and Albert Brooks. So, The Matrix Reloaded is going to have mm-hmm. some competition, but I'm going to bet it'll be number one again.
I think you're right. I think it will be number
over
one.
The big holiday weekend.
Well, first weekend out, The Matrix for failure would have been impossible for that movie, with the latest installment showing on more than 8,000 screens in this country. A theater in New York, one theater, offering 39 showings a day of The Matrix Reloaded. Matrix Revolutions, the last of the trilogies, due out this fall. Daddy Daycare made a very strong $19 million in its second weekend out, good for second place. X2 made another $17 million for third place. Down With Love and Lizzie McGuire round out the top five.
Down With Love was the one my wife was trying to get me to go to. And finally, listen, I don't care how much empty nest syndrome you're going through. Mm-hmm. I love you. And if it means that I got to take you to see this piece of S, like remake of a Doris Day Rock Hudson movie, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But God, anything but that. And that's how we ended up compromising with going to Iguana Surf for dinner.
That's a good restaurant?
Yeah.
Is that a Mexican restaurant?
No, it's a fish restaurant.
That serves iguana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, they don't serve iguana.
No, iguana usually means Mexico.
No, I don't know why they call it Iguana Surf.
A lot of limes? They use a lot of limes?
No.
But why do they call it Iguana Surf?
I don't know.
Trendy.
And it was just a restaurant that I normally wouldn't go to because it's small and it looked like one of those, hey, welcome to Iguana Surf. But she liked it a lot, and as it turns out, I had a good time. But that's, in my never-ending efforts to make my wife happy as she goes through this empty nest thing,
right?
That's, I offered up this dumb Down With Love movie, mm-hmm. and... I think I got the better of the deal by going to the restaurant that I thought I would hate.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
That I ended up liking rather than going to that
90%
Down With Love.
You go to a good restaurant, you'll have a better time than if you go to a movie.
Amen. Buzz, we got a break?
All right, then.
What'd you pull this out for?
Iguana Surf.
Oh.
Hi, this is Surf.
Sorry, Rob. Like a step behind
Eddie's green.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's do it.
Don, Don, Don. Mike, Mike, Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Nope. No problem, Mike.
Don't leave it in the locker room.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow.
Very good.
Now, we don't even identify what it is.
Those in the know would know that it's...
Snake Lotoris.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Radical rocker Ted Nugent's just been bounced from a music festival in Michigan for making derogatory racial remarks.
Shocker.
The big news here might be a couple of DJs showed some good sense. Ted's been on the KRFX morning show in Denver many times, but the hosts say Ted won't be back anytime soon. They stopped a live interview with him recently after he started using racial slurs for Asian and African Americans.
Hey, Shay, that's where we draw the line.
Thank you. Quoting one DJ, when he went down that road, we stopped him and gave him a chance to bail himself out, but he didn't take it. The jocks say most of the calls they got afterward thanked them for taking Ted off the air.
Hello, is this the breakfast flights?
Yeah, ma'am.
I just want to say, you guys are so great. When Ted Nugent was using the N-word, and I can't imagine what the word, maybe chinks or something like that. Was that what he was using, Buzz?
Yeah, something like that.
And when you guys cut him off, you're my favorite morning show.
Thank you.
I love it when you talk like that.
I appreciate it, ma'am. Thanks. Did you enjoy the Singular Wireless commercial?
When are Don and Mike coming on?
Okay, not funny. You are gone. You're gone.
Wrestler turned governor Jesse Ventura has just turned TV guy.
I'm a TV guy now. Duh. All the dummies are here today. Arnold was in a while ago.
Yes, he was. Sorry you missed him.
Hey, dummies.
Jesse made his first appearance on MSNBC late last week, and although he often wore jeans and sneakers in the Minnesota Executive Mansion, he wore a suit for his TV debut.
This is my gigantic, double-breasted, gray suit with a non-fitting tie.
Wouldn't it be one of those short ties?
A short tie, like Curly used to wear in the Three Stooges.
Well, Jesse's first appearance.
God, he's funny.
Jesse had a 5-minute segment on the Lester Holt live show.
Who?
Exactly.
Who the F is that?
I have no idea.
He's some prima donna effer.
Jesse did a warm and fuzzy report on that show about a woman who saved the life of a stranger.
Thank you, Lester. Here's my report on MSNBC.
What does that spell?
I am clueless. MSNBC.
What's it spell?
Me so not broadcast capable.
That's good. According Jesse, in the future...
That's good off the top of my head.
Extremely good. According Jesse, in the future, I won't always be so kind and gentle, so his reports won't always be warm and fuzzy. And in fact, the cable network is starting him slowly like this, doing little reports.
I was a seal, you know.
Yes, I know
that. And not the kind that bounces the ball on its nose.
Yes, I know. Yeah, military seal. Jesse's apparently doing these little reports, but he's reportedly not quite ready to take on the...
Are you getting nervous with me here?
Not at all.
Okay.
Hi, dummy.
Hey, you're never nervous. I know you.
How you doing, dummy?
Don't call me that. You'll be pooping out 2 places.
They say he's...
I think that's the way you say it legally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they say Jesse's not quite ready for his talk show. That's why he's doing little reports.
That's right. I'm too stupid to do the full thing.
How's your girl?
Who?
Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. You would like Rick Springfield, you green-wearing queen.
Former child star Adam Rich from 8 is Enough has managed...
Drug addict.
Well, he's managed to dodge some more jail time. Yes, he has a problem.
Hey, Jesse?
Yeah.
That's your highway.
Hey, that's it. Ventura Highway.
Yeah.
Man, let's bring out all the adult contemporary fare, shall we?
Well, Adam Rich cops a plea late last week after nearly rear-ending a police car back in December.
Is anyone listening?
Exactly. Rich, who has a long history of arrests and drug problems, admitted at the time he had just left a rave and he failed the field sobriety test.
Is anyone listening?
There he is, Adam Rich.
His TV dad, Dick Van Patten, says Rich has been trying to work lately as an assistant director. Rich is now re-enrolled in the sobriety program. In the past, he broke into a hospital looking for Demerol.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten.
And Adam Rich once threw himself down a flight of stairs to try to score some painkillers.
Is anyone listening?
It didn't work.
He would have made a good Hitler, I think.
Adam Rich.
He'd dye his hair black. You give him a little mustache.
Sure. Nicholas.
Yeah. Willie Ames would have made a good Hitler, too.
Absolutely. Got trouble, too.
So would Dick Van Patten. Hi.
Hi, Rob.
He's hi.
Too nice. Hi, is anyone listening?
Yeah, you're right, he's too nice to be Hitler.
Right. If neither Clay nor Rubin are chosen as the next American Idol, you'll have to talk to a Texas man named Harry Keene, Jr. Harry says the idea for the show, including the set design on American Idol, all his idea. He's filed a $300 million federal lawsuit against the producers of the Fox show, and he's asking for a restraining order that would yank the show off the air immediately.
Now, tonight's episode is just total filler BS, yeah. Right?
Because, stretching it, milking it.
Do you really have to watch anything except the last 5 seconds?
Well, I'll watch tomorrow to see the performances, and then I guess, yeah... the last half hour on Wednesday night I'll watch, but tonight is going to be like some
retrospective
kind of,
thing,
of all the 10 losers.
Probably a promo for their big tour they're going to do.
Probably. Now, Fox, anticipating big ratings for the season finale, calls the lawsuit ridiculous. The show is actually based on a British series called Pop Idol. The original debuted 2 years ago. The American version debuted here over a year ago.
I'm rooting for
incredible!
I'm rooting for a guy who didn't make it to the top 10, but who's really talented. His name is Addy.
Is anyone listening?
He's got the cutest haircut.
Yeah.
It's a shame that brought up the rear, isn't it?
Yeah. Charisma.
Hitler came in fourth last night.
Yes, unbelievable. Did.
Hitler got beaten by The Bachelor.
Man, just not as popular as he used to be.
1960.
Boy, does CBS have egg on their faces now.
They sure do.
Way to go,
you put all your stock in Hitler.
Yeah, I think they should have known.
Hitler let them down.
1960s nightclub performer Charo is suing a Las Vegas club for more than $2 million.
Except the one you came up with for her. Yeah. What is she?
1960s nightclub performer Charo.
Oh, and that's like rubber face comedian or
where everybody gets a handle.
What's Tommy Lee?
Tommy Troubled Rocker.
Troubled
Tommy
Rocker.
Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah. And Portly Pepperpot and Monica Lewinsky. We haven't pulled that one out for a long time. One of my favorites.
That's maybe your best one.
Portly Pepperpot.
Charo quit her show at the Sevilla last week with the manager admitting he does owe her money, but he says he only owes her about 90 grand, not the 2 million she's asking for. And he blames part of that on the lackluster ticket sales for Charo's show. I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. We have a statement from Charo.
Yes?
Charo?
Whoa!
She says her best is very white.
Who'd do not go in there.
But the club is being sued by some of its other creditors as well. Now, what are the odds that the Rolling Stones, George Bush, Tommy Mottola, and Jenna Bush would all end up in the same story?
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richard. So, Don and Mike.
Nice Bush.
Questions have been raised about 8 Stones concert tickets for the president's daughter, Jenna.
Let's just ask Jenna.
Yes, Jenna?
Would you mind helping me?
Not at all. Buzz, get to the story, okay, and I guess I'll get to the questions.
The price tag on the tickets, over $2,500. Late last week, the president released the financial disclosure form for himself and his family for 2002, reporting a net worth of about $9 million. In the filing, Bush reported accepting the tickets from the man who was then head of Sony Music, Mr. Tommy Mottola.
Well, what does Tommy have to say? I think we've got him right here. Sorry, a little late to the party on that one. Tommy, how are you?
Hello there, Mike.
What is the deal with
Congratulations on being king of Nokesville.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Tommy, I have a question for you. Did you sell these tickets to the Bush daughters?
I did.
Well, who do you think you are?
I'm Tommy Mottola. Mackay, Mariah Carey, that one-faced bitch. I said to her, is anyone listening to me?
Is anyone listening?
He makes his way into all elements today.
And then I said, Jenna, you like the tickets I got for you?
I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Yes. Did you keep talking to her after that?
I said, I'm Tommy Mottola. What do you got to say now, Jenna Bush?
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
No. I'm Tommy Mottola. Is anyone listening?
Is anyone listening?
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was so big.
Thank you.
That's Tommy Mottola's.
Yeah.
Lick it.
The White House says gifts for dependents under age 21 are usually listed on this disclosure form. Mottola reportedly offered the tickets as a gift, but the White House says Jenna's staffers actually paid for them.
For her birthday. You know, the shirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
Oh, mine too. Buzz, we got to...
All right.
Buzzy, old wind up.
You got it.
The wind up.
Is anyone listening?
Finally, an Indiana stripper may be in trouble for being a real ball buster. Justin Scheidt is suing the dancers at Showgirl 3.
Are you sure about that pronunciation?
S-C-H-E-I-D-T, German name. Scheidt.
Yes,
with a D.
Scheidt.
He says two of them held him down, two of these strippers held him down, while a third cannonballed down the pole, landing on his genitals.
Oh.
He says the end of her free fall caused him excruciating pain.
Is anyone listening?
As if that weren't bad enough... He says they did this over and over again.
Oh.
He says it spoiled his bachelor party and kept him from consummating his new marriage.
Is anyone listening?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you Buzz.
Sorry, Don.
Yeah.
Poor Justin Scheidt.
Man, did you grab your keys, man?
I did.
I mean, as soon as sorry, we're out of time.
No!
All right, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, including all those Jerry tapes that we didn't get to today. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
Bye. Rob.
Addie.
Is anyone listening?
Nobody is. BM.
Eater Sabian.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.